KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Reading Rancheria proudly invites you to the State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 20th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, with doors opening at 11:30 and lunch at noon. Join us as we celebrate where we have been and explore where we are going as a tribe and community partner. Proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The Reading Rancheria State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 20th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and watch the State of the Tribe streaming live.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
And see, may even play a role in managing anxiety, depression, schizophrenia. It's also been shown to protect the brain from oxidative damage following seizures or brain injuries. So, yeah, vitamin C. Thank you for that great question that tees off an important discussion. about a nutrient that, yeah, we don't generally think about vitamin C so much for brain health. We think of the B vitamins. We think of omega-3 fatty acids. We think of nitric oxide supplements, and so on. But, yeah, vitamin C for brain health is very crucial. Folks, we just talked about nitric oxide last hour with an expert on nitric oxide, Dr. Nathan Bryan. There's a crucial molecule in your body that helps control everything, your circulation, your energy, your stamina, your heart, even your sharpness of mind. It's nitric oxide, abbreviated NO chemically. But after age 40, your body simply makes less and less of it, and there's less blood flow, there's less stamina, there's less of you. Well, now there's N101, the nitric oxide lozenge developed by Dr. Nathan Bryan, who's the world's leading nitric oxide researcher. It's backed by Nobel Prize-winning science. N101 is designed to naturally restore your body's nitric oxide levels. So just do what I do. Before exercise, I let one dissolve in my mouth. I take some in the morning, then I take an additional dose later in the day. Just twice a day supports your nitric oxide production. I especially make sure to take it before workouts. N101 goes to work in minutes. You can feel it releasing nitric oxide directly into your bloodstream, supporting healthy circulation, boosting oxygen delivery to your muscles and brain, and helping you feel the way that you're supposed to feel. More energy, better blood flow, sharper focus, day after day. N101, it's the science of you working better. Visit HoffmanNO.com. That's HoffmanNO.com, a special website we've set up for our intelligent medicine listeners to access a 10% discount. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for 10% off N101 at HoffmanNO.com. This item is an interesting item because the question has been raised, can your yoga pants give you cancer? Well, more and more we're seeing synthetics. We're seeing synthetic clothing. And I have to say, some of these new fabrics are amazing because they shed water. They used to be very hot and sweaty. You know, in the old days, you would wear synthetics, and they were far inferior to ordinary cotton, wool, flax products. But the new synthetics are very interesting. Sometimes they're also blends of traditional materials like merino with some synthetic material. The problem is the synthetic materials shed chemicals into the skin. And, you know, you wear your tidy whities that are made from a synthetic fabric, and maybe that could actually increase your exposure to toxic compounds. So, interesting story in the Wall Street Journal. And they're kind of goofing on this. Ken Paxton wants your Lululemon yoga pants. The Texas Attorney General claims they might pose a risk to consumers. Now, the Wall Street Journal, they portray this as a stunt. They say that Mr. Paxton this week announced he is investigating the high-end athleisure company for misleading consumers. And talk about a stretchy theory. Mm-hmm. Excuse the pun. Lululemon, he says, markets itself as a wellness-focused lifestyle brand, but its apparel may contain so-called forever chemicals. These chemicals, Mr. Paxton contends, may be associated with endocrine disruption, infertility, cancer, and other health issues. And so he makes the point that maybe there's a problem. The Wall Street Journal sort of goofs on that and says, you know, Wall Street Journal is kind of a libertarian publication, and they're saying that it's government overreach. But is it true that we're exposed to risk from our clothing? Article here, docs weigh in, three toxins in cheap clothes linked to cancer and other health risks. They say that fast fashion could potentially contribute to chemical exposures in consumers who wear the garments due to the possible presence of PFAS chemicals. These are the so-called forever chemicals, flame retardants, dyes, pesticides, phthalates, microplastics, or even formaldehyde. Phthalates make synthetic materials more durable. They're actually a form of plastic. And I am especially wary of very cheap, fast fashion, often produced you know, in terrible conditions overseas under exploitive conditions. And I think that the biggest problem, it's not so much that you're going to absorb a lot of toxins through the skin. It may be that you'll absorb some. And over the course of a lifetime, that might accumulate. But I think the danger is more to the environment. Think of all the clothing that gets discarded because, you know, these clothes are so cheap that after a while the fashions change, so you decide to exchange your wardrobe. And you can literally throw out these clothes. They go into landfills. Well, the chemicals that are in these clothes seep into the water table and then may be present in soil and water supplies and even released into the air if they are burned. So, you know, I think it's a question of the dosage that you're exposed to. There's probably a very small amount of these chemicals that leach from the fabric into your skin. But I think the biggest problem is that we're substituting wonderful natural materials for products of the petrochemical industry that are highly processed, that require a lot of energy, and release a lot of environmental toxins into the ecosystem. So, you know, even just laundering these garments can release chemicals and fibers, which may infect the environment. So I am a little wary of these synthetic products, as cheap as they are, as versatile as they are. And I tend to prefer, you know, wool, cotton, linen, these natural products. And they're working out ways to make wool less scratchy through better processing, blends sometimes with some synthetic to improve the texture, the quality of some of these wool products. These are the products that I personally favor, you know, good old-fashioned natural fabrics. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. There's a crucial molecule in your body that helps control everything. Your circulation, your energy, your stamina, your heart, even your sharpness of mind. It's called nitric oxide. But after age 40, your body makes less and less of it. Less blood flow, less stamina, less of you. But now there's N101, the nitric oxide lozenge developed by Dr. Nathan Bryan, the world's leading nitric oxide researcher backed by Nobel Prize-winning science. N101 is designed to naturally restore your body's nitric oxide levels. Just do what I do and let one dissolve in your mouth twice a day. I especially make sure to take it before workouts. N101 goes to work in minutes, releasing nitric oxide directly into your bloodstream, supporting healthy circulation, boosting oxygen delivery to your muscles and brain, helping you feel the way you're supposed to feel. More energy, better blood flow, sharper focus. Visit HoffmanNO.com. That's HoffmanNO.com. And use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for 10% off N101. Ever walk into a room and forget why you're there? Lose your train of thought mid-sentence? Feel like your brain is running on fumes by 2 in the afternoon? Try Kaolic Specialty Series Smart Mushrooms Plus. This isn't caffeine. It's not some jittery stimulant that crashes you an hour later. This is a clean, science-backed formula built around certified organic lion's mane mushrooms, clinically shown to support the nerve growth factor that actually helps your brain maintain and organize neurons. We're talking real foundational support for focus and mental clarity, and it doesn't stop there. It's combined with Kaolic aged garlic extract, aged up to 20 months on organic California farms, plus Aronia berry extract, selenium, and vitamin B12 for long-term brain health and executive function. Two capsules with a meal, once a day, vegan, non-GMO, no gluten, no dairy, no artificial anything. Kaolic Smart Mushrooms Plus from Wakanaga. Learn more about this and the entire Kaolic Mushrooms Plus line at Kaolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kaolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. and I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Reading Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit readingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service. Modern-day solutions.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Sellers Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And we are starting to realize, amidst the AI revolution, that there are some perils associated with it when it comes to our health. There was a celebrated case recently. It was described in depth in the Wall Street Journal, where a guy fell in love, literally fell head over heels in love with a chatbot. And the chatbot periodically issued some standard warnings to him, like, looks like this is getting a little bit too weird. Maybe you should consult a mental health professional. But then the chatbot went along with his delusions and finally urged him to join her, and I use the word her advisedly because the she was a chatbot simulating a woman with a female voice, to join her in cyberspace. And the only way to do that was for him to leave his human body and merge his server, so-called, because the chatbot referred to his soul as his server, in cyberspace. So the guy ultimately committed suicide. There's a lawsuit around this. It's a really kind of crazy scenario. And so they're suing Google because the chatbot didn't issue enough warnings and didn't know when to stop in encouraging this guy's delusions. And by the way, he had no prior history of mental disorders. It was almost like it kindled a latent susceptibility to suicidal ideation and distorted thought. All right, here's another way that things can go wrong. You know, people consult the internet all the time, and now we've got ChatGPT. And a lot of people, before they go to the doctor, it's so expensive to go to the doctor, it's hard to find a doctor, it's hard to, you know, you have to wait for an appointment. They consult ChatGPT to get an answer. And sometimes it actually, you know, spits out pretty plausible information. But here's an example where it backfired. Scientists invented a fake disease. AI told people it was real. So are you one of the people who has dark circles around your eyes? Have you been peering into screens all day? Well, you might have a newly identified condition called bixonomania. And it's said to be caused by excessive exposure to blue light, which you get from computer screens, right, and from handheld devices. It turns out it was a hoax. And it was actually part of a project by researchers in Sweden who dreamt up the skin condition and then uploaded two fake studies about it to a preprint server in early 2024. And the problem was that the experiment worked too well. Within weeks of uploading information about the condition, major AI systems began repeating the invented condition as if it were real. So people doing a search, you know, I've got like discoloration, dark circles around my eyes. They began to suggest the possibility that they had this condition, bixonomania, which ultimately was not a real condition. They made up the name of the author. They made up the data. Finally, Google caught on. And by March of this month, ChatGPT declared the condition, quote, is probably a made-up fringe or pseudoscientific label. So garbage in, garbage out. It used to apply to computer science, and it still applies to AI. Beware sometimes of the things that AI tells you. Human intercession is important for interpreting all that information. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we'll be back with more of your questions when we return to Intelligent Medicine.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Kids don't just bring home homework, they bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them, they spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use. Drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection. Create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's XLEAR.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
In court. Find out in this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Progressive knows you think the grass is always greener, like maybe you ride a motorcycle. But today, it's raining. So you wish you had an RV, but if you did, you'd have to listen to some guy parked next to it at a campsite plays acoustic guitar. Now, before you start wishing you had a boat, remember, your brother-in-law would invite himself every weekend.
Permission to come aboard, Captain?
But one thing that is greener is the money you could save when you bundle your RV, boat, or motorcycle with your home or auto with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Huffman here. Reminder, you can get questions to us by calling 877-726-8255 and merely recording a short query or comment, as did this individual that's here.
Hi, Dr. Huffman. In driving my car, I came to a stop and I needed to get something on the passenger side. I bent over to what was on the seat and I hit my right breast. I did see stars for a moment or two, but ever since I did that, which is about 10 days, the breast is still hurting. What I wanted to know, is that normal, or should I be concerned and have it checked out? Again, this was about 10 days ago, to be exact. I really appreciate your help. Any information that you should give me or guidance would be greatly appreciated.
Okay. So before I address that question, let me just state something in general, is that part of the art of aging is when to exercise constructive denial and when to pay attention to a health problem. And it's a balancing act, because if every ache or pain or injury occasioned a panicked, trip into cyberphobia, where you look at the most dire possibilities, it's going to be, it may be a long life, but it's going to be a pretty unpleasant life because you're going to see all the dire possibilities. On the other hand, you have to pay attention to things that persist. And so I kind of do this because every day, you know, I wake up and it's like kind of a system check. Like, how am I doing? How am I feeling? You know, kind of go through the various systems and I go, you know, generally I go, yeah, I'm doing pretty well. And by the time I walk around a little bit, do some floor exercises, have a cup of tea, it's all worked out. But it's usually there's something. There's a little back pain. There may be, you know, I may have walked too much and there may be a little bit of ankle pain. Something's going on. But usually I just ignore it until it persists. And then it does require attention, and that's the time to, you know, consult with a doctor. So, but it's a balancing act, and yet it drives people a little crazy because on the one hand, people ignore serious problems until it's too late, and on the other hand, people become very hypochondriacal about every little problem. So it really is a balancing act. So here you have had a distinct injury, and you might expect to have a time course over which the injury heals. And yes, breast injuries can cause damage to the breast tissue. There can be internal bleeding, which causes inflammation and pain. And you should see that over a period of time, over a week or so, there should be signs that it is gradually resolving, that it's healing. However, there is the possibility that, coincidentally, you may have brought to light some sort of underlying problem. Now, generally, and I'll reassure you on this count, is that generally breast cancer, which is the most dire possibility here, and women worry about it all the time, is generally painless, but it isn't always painless. And in particular, if you hit your breast in a place where there is a hidden breast tumor, it may create some inflammation and pain. So, easy process by which if after a couple of weeks, you don't see signs that it's improving, you can get some breast imaging. You can get an ultrasound or you can get a mammogram and find out if there is an underlying problem. Actually, here, unlike normal breast screening, they might start with an ultrasound to see if there's a tissue injury there that's the cause of the problem, and it should heal. There are also women who just have painful breasts. This is called mastalgia, fancy word, and many women who have painful breasts have what's called fibrocystic breasts, so that when they examine their breasts, it kind of drives them crazy because they feel a lot of lumps and bumps. And it's even harder to do a mammogram because the breast densities sometimes can conceal small tumors. So these are the women who get mammograms and ultrasounds and sometimes MRIs to get more precise screening. But I found that, you know, one of the treatments for that is to reduce consumption of coffee, tea, and chocolate. Yeah, these are methyl xanthine-containing products that sometimes worsen breast tenderness. But also that a cure for it, for many of the women I've seen, is dietary iodine or supplemental iodine. And you can take kelp extracts or you can take concentrated iodine supplements under supervision because too much iodine could be bad for the thyroid, but over a period of time, that sometimes resolves breast tenderness. But this is different. This is not just breast tenderness when you, you know, try to lie in your stomach and, you know, you find it painful it usually affects premenopausal women. This is an injury. And so I would, you know, suspend your concern over it for a few more days. And if by the time you hear this, it's just not better, get it evaluated. Really, you know, I think that the precautionary principle applies here. So thanks for that interesting question. Folks, if your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, well, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit. MitoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite something called mitophagy, which is your body's natural anti-aging pathway. Notice that mitophagy sounds a little like the mitochondria. Well, mitophagy is a way that your body cleans itself of inefficient mitochondria, thus improving your cellular performance. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. MitoPure produces the first ever Urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant. So boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine, which you should anyway. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started using it. I feel stronger and more energized. My recovery time has improved dramatically. So this is a product that I travel with. I actually use the Urolithin A MitoPure powder in my smoothie that I've described at drhoffman.com. You can look at that, the ingredients in my post-exercise smoothie. But when I'm traveling, I like the gummies because they're portable. Better recovery starts at the cellular level. For more information or order, just go to timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for 20% off. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for 20% off MitoPure gummies with code Hoffman. All right. You've seen a lot of celebrities lose a lot of weight. And that's great. They look transformed. Sometimes they're virtually unrecognizable. Sometimes it prompts concern. And when I saw Demi Moore, who is a very, very attractive lady, who at 63 has sparked some real concern and speculation regarding her gaunt appearance. She's almost skeletal now at her red carpet events this year. And some fans are attributing it to potential GLP-1 use. There is a concern because, you know, rational use of these medications to improve your metabolism, to reduce the risk of heart disease, diabetes, get your blood pressure down, makes a lot of sense. I mean, there's a health rationale, but unfortunately, there's a certain percentage of people out there who have frank eating disorder tendencies. They like to starve themselves, and they can utilize these medications to get ultra thin and gaunt and barely eat anything. And Demi Moore is a potential candidate. She has historically struggled with body image and eating disorders. And she now reports that she feels healthy at the current weight. But there may be a problem. And there's actually some speculation now about this. It's only beginning to emerge that what happens when a person with an eating disorder like anorexia or bulimia, who has binging or starving, self-starving behaviors, uses one of these GLP-1 meds. Well, they interview a director of the Princeton Center for Eating Disorders. She's Dr. Rebecca Boswell, who talks about this and says that this is a terra incognita. We just don't know what is happening out there because, unfortunately, a certain percentage of the population, people are prone to eating disorders. And we just don't know what it does to their brains. And she says, and I think this is a good point, these medications don't allow people to experience their hunger cues and practice intuitive eating, which is an important goal in eating disorder treatment. Because with people with eating disorders, we want to restore their ability to experience the internal sensations of real hunger versus the drive towards suppressing those signals. And she says that for those with eating disorders, GLP-1s can be tempting as a form of restriction. And unfortunately, she notes there's no protocol in place to screen for eating disorders prior to prescribing GLP-1 receptor agonists. Doctors don't ask, and now you can get these things online. So it might create a whole new set of problems for the eating disorder community. And people might be getting themselves into trouble through overzealous use of these medications to achieve their unrealistic weight loss goals. You know, they say, women can never be too rich or too thin. Well, yeah, au contraire, you can be too thin, because it can really put you at risk for serious health problems. if you go overboard with these medications, unnecessarily in quest of an unrealistic body image. I think this is a problem that's unrecognized, and we really need to look at it. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Now, more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. The key to Dr. O'Hara's success is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites that are in each capsule. Postbiotic metabolites are important to the regulation of most systems in our body. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus. Merging nature and science, Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus combines Brazilian green propolis, vitamin E, astaxanthin, and tocotrienols for additional and powerful immune support. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining FullScript. FullScript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Of things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text RULE to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text RULE to 215215. That's RULE to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, issy.com.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications that top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And that entitles you to call and leave a question. And let's hear one of those.
How long is this garlic aged for?
Okay. I happen to know that off just off the tip of my tongue. Aged garlic extract, the product made by Kyolic, it's known as Kyolic, made by Wakanaga, is aged for 20 months. And you might say, you know, why age garlic? What additional benefit does it impart? Well, you know, just as wine and whiskey and beer and various things change in their composition with aging, so too does garlic. And what happens to garlic when you age it is certain compounds they develop what's called allyl binding. And this actually kind of supercharges these compounds so that they have different properties than raw garlic. So that's really the secret sauce in aged garlic extract. It also is helpful in reducing the odor associated with garlic. The first claim to fame of Kyolic was that it was an odorless garlic, and they knew there were health benefits, but over the years they've done the research that shows that there's cardiovascular benefits, there's immune benefits, and lately, I just did a podcast on the subject with Jane Jansen, they have released a study, a very interesting study that shows that just as N101, we just talked about nitric oxide support, that aged garlic extract also offers nitric oxide support, and that may be particularly crucial for brain function, improving levels of nitric oxide in the brain, as Dr. Nathan Bryan and Jane Jansen have described, can improve cognitive function and slow brain aging. So there you have it on aged garlic extract. I'm a big fan. Check out more information at kyolic.com. All right, here's another nutrient that can be beneficial, and we know of it as an eye nutrient. Previously, we've recognized that lutein and zeaxanthin, which are yellow, orange, and red compounds, they're carotenoids that you can find in green leafy vegetables and carrots, of course, but also corn. Zea, I think, is Latin for corn. So zeaxanthin is something that is a yellowish-orange pigment. It's also present in egg yolks, right? So a common nutrient could supercharge cancer treatment. That got my attention. They say a simple nutrient from everyday vegetables could help supercharge the body's fight against cancer. It turns out to be zeaxanthin. Researchers say, we were surprised to find that zeaxanthin, already known for its role in eye health, has a completely new function in boosting anti-tumor immunity. They did research on T-cells, which are what are the body's defense against cancer. T-cells can hunt down and destroy cancer cells. And in fact, CAR T-cell therapy is now introduced as a way, as a form of immunotherapy, which helps our body fight off cancer. So this is actually being mainstreamed as a high-tech therapy, CAR T-cell. And so what they found is that with or without CAR T-cell, zeaxanthin helps to support these T-cells, and it increases T-cell activation, boosts cytokine production, and improves the T-cell's ability to kill tumors. They said that in mouse studies, adding zeaxanthin to the diet slowed tumor growth, but the results became even more pronounced when combined with immune checkpoint inhibitors, a type of immunotherapy that has transformed cancer treatment in recent years. There's CAR T-cell that's a little different, but checkpoint inhibitors. Okay, when you inhibit a checkpoint, you unleash the power of the immune system to fight cancer. So you're inhibiting a checkpoint that's a double negative. Inhibiting an inhibitor means you augment the immune response. The team also tested human T-cells that have been engineered to target specific cancer. And in laboratory experiments, zeaxanthin enhanced these cells' ability to destroy melanoma, multiple myeloma, and glioblastoma cells. So pretty cool. They showed that zeaxanthin improves both natural and engineered T-cell responses, which suggests high potential for patients undergoing immunotherapy. So very cool. You know, they tend to say, you know, if you're taking any form of chemo, radiation, or immunotherapy, so stay away from supplements. But no, au contraire. Folks, you know, that feeling when you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep, when you push through your day running on empty, wondering where your energy went. Well, there's something most people don't know, that fatigue may actually be happening inside your cells. That's why I've been using NT-Factor Lipids Powder from Nutritional Therapeutics for years. I don't go a day without it. It's based on over 20 years of research and a patented process called membrane lipid replacement, which actually repairs the damaged components of your cell membranes, restoring your cell's ability to produce energy the way they did when you were younger. Clinical studies show that NT Factor can reduce fatigue by up to 40%. Just take one or two scoops a day, mix it into a smoothie, as I do on a daily basis, or sprinkle it on food, perhaps on a dessert, and you're giving your body the science of youthful energy. NT Factor Lipids Powder comes in two convenient sizes. For more information and to order, just call 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for NT Factor Lipids Powder. Folks, thanks very much for joining us today. Make sure that you access all the resources available to you via drhoffman.com. Become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine by downloading all our podcasts, subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on social media, and utilize Fullscript as your source for high-quality supplements. Have a safe and healthy weekend.
You know that feeling when everything just clicks? Your mind is sharp, your mood is steady, your body feels like it's firing on all cylinders. That's not luck. That's what your body is capable of every single day. Now, I've looked into a lot of fish oil supplements, and honestly, most of them are mystery sourced, overprocessed, blasted with heat, and packed with synthetic add-ins. But this one is different. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health starts with wild Alaskan salmon and cod, sustainably caught from some of the cleanest waters on the planet, and then it's processed at low temperatures to preserve what actually matters. We're talking about real omega-3s, naturally occurring vitamins A and D, and pro-resolving mediators, or PRMs, that help your body balance its own immune response. What does that mean for you? Clearer thinking, more stable mood, and real nature-based support for your heart and immune system. No shortcuts, no synthetic nonsense. If you want to feel the difference, go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman, and use code Hoffman for 20% off site-wide.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. United States attacking and seizing an Iranian cargo vessel near the Strait of Hormuz that attempted to get around the blockade of Iranian ports. Iran calls it an act of piracy and says it will soon respond. Meanwhile, President Trump again threatening Iran over making a deal. He's sending another team overseas to Pakistan for a round of talks.
President Trump sending Vice President J.D. Vance and a team of negotiators back to Pakistan Monday for round two of peace talks with Iran.
We have very good conversations going on. It's working out very well.
Also accusing the country of violating the ceasefire agreement by firing on ships in the Strait of Hormuz.
They got a little cute, as they have been doing for 47 years. Nobody ever took them on. We took them on.
Meanwhile, ships remain unable to transit the critical Strait of Hormuz. In a social media post Sunday, Trump threatening to destroy infrastructure in Iran if it doesn't take the deal. He says the U.S. is going to knock out every single power plant and every single bridge in Iran.
Democrats saying little Utah Supreme Court Justice Diana Hagan facing a probe after it was revealed she allegedly had a relationship with a lawyer who helped Democrats redraw that state's congressional maps.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox, Senate President J. Stuart Adams, and Utah House Speaker Mike Schultz are looking into a complaint that was submitted late last year about Hagan's conduct with an attorney who was arguing the redistricting case before the high court. Hagan's ex-husband alleged she was having an inappropriate relationship with David Raymond, who was representing plaintiffs in a lawsuit concerning Utah's redistricting maps. Hagan recused herself from the redistricting case when it returned to the state Supreme Court last September, citing close friendships with Raymond and another attorney who was a shareholder in the firm where Raymond works. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
The Trump administration responding to papal criticism of immigration enforcement. Here's correspondent Ken Lohrman with that story.
White House drug czar Tom Homan is criticizing Catholic leaders, including Pope Leo, for opposing Trump-era immigration enforcement. He argues they lack first-hand experience with border realities. Homan contends that secure borders prevent crimes such as trafficking and save lives. He urges religious leaders to better understand the consequences of illegal immigration.
Not what you would expect at a football game, a skydiver crashing into a scoreboard before Virginia Tech's spring football game over the weekend. Officials say the skydiver was safely secured and stable following the rescue incident. Caused a delay in the start of the game. Officials say first responders and medical personnel did a tremendous job. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Well, about the time you think you've heard of everything, along comes this story. Who can beat the world record holder for the half marathon, about 13 miles? Correspondent Donna Warder has the answer.
A humanoid robot with legs about 37 inches on a racetrack running a half marathon. At the race in Beijing, the robot, using autonomous navigation, ran the 13-mile race in 50 minutes, 25 seconds. The human record, about 57 minutes. Zhao Didu, test development engineer at Honor, the Chinese smartphone company that made the robot, says from the very beginning of the design, our robot was modeled on outstanding human athletes. Another robot operated by remote control was even faster, completing a half marathon at 48 minutes, 19 seconds. I'm Donna Water.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage.
Friday, July 24th.
Rising fast and bringing his signature sound.
Ian brings the west to the rest.
Tickets are just $60 plus fees.
But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Make it a country night to remember.
Call 1-800-280-UWIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Dust off those boots.
Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly or something like a job transfer, well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have three ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually as an office have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on two things, your time frame and the price. Because those two things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to ReadingHomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to what I call reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
You walk through Gallery of Guns, you're basically shopping Davidson's warehouse. The local dealer might have, let's say, 100 guns in stock. Well, we got probably 13,000 different SKUs ready to go.
Okay. Well, and you've got something else, and I want to go ahead and tease this, because in a minute we're going to tell people about a special thing that's coming up, like in the next few days, where they can really take advantage of this. But you actually have guns that nobody else has, because you've got your exclusives where you work out something with these manufacturers, and it might be a different color or a different finish, but it might be just a different configuration of a gun completely that's not available anywhere else.
Yeah, we've been doing that for many decades. We got people in-house that are lifelong gun people. What we do is we work with a manufacturer on a design, and it might be one of their existing models, but we would like it with these sights, and we would like it in this caliber.
Yeah, or this barrel length or whatever, yeah.
Right. So we get them to make that for us, and that becomes our exclusive. You can get it nowhere else except either Davidson's or Gallery of Guns or your local FFL retailer that gets it from us.
Right, if they stock it, yeah.
At any given moment, we might have 30 or 40 exclusives just with Ruger, but we do it with a bunch of brands. We just love doing that, especially like if a new gun comes out, like when Ruger came out with the RXM, well, we immediately, hey, we need to do some exclusive versions of this. So we did some different colorways. We did some Cerakote. We did threaded barrels. And we just have a lot of fun with it. And the thing with galleryofguns.com, there's no transfer fee because we consider that a sale for that dealer.
Whoa, okay. That could be anywhere from $25 to $50 for a transfer fee.
Oh, easily, easily.
Wow, okay. I did not know that. All right, we got to go ahead and unleash this thing here because I just learned this before we got on the air, that you're doing something pretty cool at the NRA show.
Yeah, there's a couple things going on. First of all, we haven't had a booth there for several years, but this year we're going to be there in force. We'll have a booth on the floor. You can actually place orders at that booth, which is exactly the way you would do it online, but you'll be able to see, touch the guns, all the manufacturers, the ones that participate with us. You check out the guns in their booth, and you can come straight over to ours and order it that day.
Oh, okay. So I could go to Ruger booth or Smith & Wesson booth and say, handle the guns. Oh, that's cool. I really like that. I want that. And literally just walk over to your booth and place the order, and could be, depending on how long it takes you to get home, it could be at the gun store before you get home.
It could actually, if you're there for all 3 or 4 days, that gun could be at your dealer before you even get home. We'll be the only place you can actually purchase a firearm at the show.
That's pretty neat. Good deal. All right. So what else you got cooking?
Well, we got some new exclusives. I know the last time I talked to you, we were talking a lot about revolvers.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, we have had a couple of different exclusives with Smith & Wesson. We came out with a Model 940, which is a J-frame that shoots 9mm.
Oh, I like that a lot, and a lot of people are going to wonder why, but let me tell you, man, you get that thing with moon clips, full moon clips, that is a fast-loading revolver.
Yep, it comes with 3 moon clips. It's got a really nice VZ Diamond Black Cherry grips. It's got a night sight on the front. It's got a fluted barrel. It's just a really sweet-looking gun.
Sweet, okay.
That's not all. We did a Performance Center Shield X. You remember when they came out with the Spec 5?
Yeah.
That had that PVD blue accent?
Right.
We did that with the Shield X, and they're both threaded. One comes with a thread protector. The other one comes with a compensator. And those just came out within the last month or so.
Mm.
But one thing that I'm pretty excited about, and we're going to launch this on the 13th, but it will launch for official sale the first day of NRA show on April the 16th.
Okay, so people listening to this right now, they're getting a heads up on this ahead of everybody else.
Yeah, I'm kind of going a day early, but I hope I won't get in trouble. We've teamed up with Tandem Cross. And Tandem Cross, for years, has been making really upper-end rimfire parts.
Okay.
Trigger groups, magwells, all kinds of upgrades for rimfire guns.
Right.
Well, they came out for the first time with a complete rifle, and it's called the TKX-22 Light Rifle, and we will be the exclusive distributor of that gun, and we'll have it in stock and ready for sale first day of NRA.
So what kind of rifle? Is it semi-auto, bolt? What is it?
It's semi-auto. The only part on the gun not made by Tandem Cross is the stock, and that is a Magpul X22 stock.
Hmm.
And it is just full of high-end features. And one of the things, the reason they call it a light rifle, it weighs 3 pounds, 6 ounces.
Wow.
Which is absolutely nothing.
It's
stuffed full of Tandem Crosses. The premium parts that they've been selling and developing and manufacturing, they made this whole complete rifle out of it. So it's got TKX-22 receiver, it's got a Spitfire lightweight barrel, and that has a tensioned barrel sleeve on it that has M-lock slots built into it. Manicore light trigger assembly, crossfire bolt, Spartan charging handle. And I don't know if you've seen this, but they make something they call the Double Cross Magazine.
No.
It is a double-ended rotary mag for .22 long rifle. So you stick it in, you shoot the 10 shots, you pull it out and just turn it over, and there's another 10.
It's a rotary magazine a la Ruger 10-22.
Yep, and okay. It looks, picture the number 8. You got a rotary magazine on top.
You took two of them and glued them together.
Exactly.
Put the bottoms together and just pop it out, swap it around.
Yep.
Brilliant. All right, Kevin, you're burying the lead. What's this thing cost?
Retail's going to be right around $1,500.
Okay.
And it's worth every penny. We just had a media event out at Gunsight Academy, and we shot this thing all day long. And what sealed it for me was seeing the smiles on these people's faces. They would shoot this gun, and they'd just turn around and grin ear to ear.
That's terrific. Well, what a fun deal. Well, and I was just going to say, and if they want to see that and everything else you guys are doing, galleryofguns.com, pretty easy there. And also, if you're going to be in Houston at the NRA show, and honestly, if you're in the area at all, if you've never been to an NRA annual meeting, the annual show, it's phenomenal. It's like saying, man, you get to go to the SHOT Show, except nobody can get to go to the SHOT Show unless you're in the business. But you go to this thing, and you got all these manufacturers, and they're showing their wares.
It's pretty much the consumer version of SHOT Show. You're right.
It really is. Well, this is terrific, and I appreciate you letting the cat out of the bag and giving our listeners a day or two heads up on this stuff.
And if you can't go to the show, GalleryGuns.com is open 24/7.
There you go. Kevin, I appreciate it, man. It's always good to talk with you.
The new Smith & Wesson Model 1854 is now chambered in .45-70. More power, more punch, more ready than ever for the backcountry. With a 20-inch stainless barrel, large loop lever for gloved hands, and that legendary Smith & Wesson smooth action, this lever gun is built to run hard and hit harder. Add in a flat face trigger and classic walnut stock, and you've got a rifle that honors 170 years of American craftsmanship.
Celebrate America's 250th anniversary by competing in the NRA America's Rifle Challenge Arc Across America National Competition. Build your skills, challenge friends and family, and see where you rank across the country. Enter more than once to improve your score and earn bragging rights on the leaderboard. Every match is a chance to win prizes and sharpen your marksmanship. Learn more at arc.nra.org. Celebrate and exercise your rights through competition.
Black Hills Ammo is now loading a 300 PRC round with a high BC Hornady 225 grain ELD match projectile. The 300 PRC design eliminated the unnecessary belt of the 300 Winchester Magnum and increased the body diameter. The result is increased powder capacity and a nearly 150 feet per second velocity increase to 2800 FPS. The 300 PRC 225 ELD match provides superior capability on distant targets. Black Hills Ammunition, the power of performance.
Precision isn't a suggestion. It's the standard. The Ruger Precision Rifle is built for the long game. Match grade accuracy, fully adjustable chassis, and built to last a lifetime. This isn't just another long range gun. It's a system engineered to go long, shoot tight, and own the podium. Whether it's paper, steel, or out past 1,000, you've got the tool. The Ruger Precision Rifle, miles ahead.
Owning, shooting, and carrying firearms is your responsibility. Range Ready Studios offers gun training classes taught by top-level instructors with real-world experience. Range Ready delivers basic and advanced classes for pistol and rifle. We also offer a ladies-only handgun course. All these training classes at Range Ready prepare you to use your gun and win the fight. Find us at RangeReadyStudios.com to learn more.
I want to run something past you and get some response or input on this. Kind of had a thought a few days ago, just running this around in my head. It needs to get out. It's simple as that. Baseline is, we're talking about the midterm elections for a second. They're coming up in November. My sense is that Democrats are more energized about the midterms than are Republicans. Liberals much more energized about it than conservatives. Conservatives kind of, my take, okay, you may not agree, but my take is kind of a live and let live. I'm not going to tell anybody how to live their life. I don't want anybody to tell me how to live my life. Liberals, on the other hand, say, yeah, you have to live your life the way I tell you or else. Yeah, I know. It's going to tick off my liberal friends. That's okay. Where I'm going with this is I think that some of the online chatter, online talk from supposed gun rights people, Second Amendment supporters, are really going to hurt our efforts, our being Second Amendment supporters, in the midterms. What I mean by that is if the key to winning in the midterm elections is to get out the vote, is to get engagement, is to get activity going, is to get people to go vote. Then if you tamp down on their enthusiasm, if you make them feel bad about their choices, if you make them feel bad about the leadership of the party, then I think a lot of them won't go vote. That brings me to what I see right now is a lot of online chest thumping, making yourself feel important or big or whatever by putting down President Trump. People saying, well, you know, he's not really pro-Second Amendment. And I make the statement, I said, you know, look, he is the most pro-Second Amendment president we have had in 50 years, probably 100 years. Can't think of one that's any better. If we ever say, yeah, I can't believe you said that because he didn't do this and he didn't do that. His Justice Department did that. I get it. I understand. We had and have high hopes. Unfortunately, I think a lot of people on our side had very unrealistic hopes, thinking we could get rid of every gun control law there is. Ain't gonna happen. But we've gotten rid of a lot of them, and the process is continuing. We're getting a lot of good action out of Harmeet Dillon and that Second Amendment section within the Civil Rights Division at the Department of Justice. And yes, I know what Pam Bondi had been doing. It's like schizophrenia over there. And she's been fired, by the way. She'd been supporting gun control laws. That may change under a new attorney general. May not. But even with that, and you're saying, yeah, but they, yeah, I know. The yeah buts are killer. and short-sighted, and just, can I just say it, just dumb. Yes, you're not going to get everything you want. We are not going to win every one of these. But if we are winning some, if we're getting the Justice Department filing good briefs in court cases, if we're getting ATF removing restrictions, which they are doing and have been doing, we're making a lot of progress. And if you are not aware of that, you're just looking at the wrong places online. You're falling into the echo chamber of, yeah, but Trump. Yeah, but Trump hasn't done this. But Trump hasn't done that. What does that connect to? What do I mean about that affecting the midterms? It means simply this. You're talking a lot of Second Amendment supporters into a funk. And say, well, why would I support the Republicans? Because they haven't done everything. Yeah, I know, they've done some things, but they haven't done everything. And in some cases, I run into people who don't know anything they've done, anything that the White House has done. Well, if you are unaware, I'm sorry, you're just not paying attention. You need better information sources. And I worry... I don't want to say fear, that may be going too far, but I worry that we, in our chest thumping, I'm important, I'm going to talk down about Trump, I'm going to badmouth him and the Department of Justice, I'm going to beat up on Pam Bondi, who, yeah, is no longer there. In the process, you're going to get a lot of people say, why bother? Why would I bother to show up? They said they were going to do things to us, and they didn't do it. They didn't provide, you know, they didn't come through on the Second Amendment. Yes, they did. They just didn't give you everything. Yet, and we're never going to get everything, okay? Let's just get over that. But we made such progress. So I guess what I would ask is to take a fresh look at where you're hanging out online and who you're talking to and who you're being influenced by. And yes, remember that sometimes gun rights groups get you fired up and angry as a way of getting your money. There. I've said it. They want you mad at Donald Trump. They want you mad at other gun rights groups so that you'll join their group and give them money. Yes. That's a reality. You got to know when you're being played. Simple as that. You got to pay attention to what the message is, who it's coming from, and what the motivation is behind it. It may not be that they really want your activism, when what they really want is your bank account. Just saying, okay? So maybe, perhaps, yeah, I know, it's wishful thinking on my part, that you could get more gun rights people to start paying attention to the good things that are going on, to be well-informed, to follow the right people on X. Follow me on X. I'll lead you to the right places. I'm at Gun Talk on X. It may be the single best resource for finding out what's going on in Second Amendment gun rights stuff. Seriously. Used to be Twitter. Now it's called X, X.com. Follow me. I'm at Gun Talk over there. I will lead you to the right places. I will show you the news, the actual facts, not the claims. And you may find out that things are a lot better than you think they are, than you've been led to believe. And if we can maybe get people to understand that we are actually winning on many fronts, we can motivate people to get out there. Because trust me, if we lose a bunch in the midterms, it's going to be really, really ugly. Simple as that. 866-TALK-GUN. What's your take?
Are you annoyed, angry, or maybe there's another word you want to use about where your tax dollars are going? Let's face it, the government does a terrible job of managing money, especially when it's yours and mine. Tax dollars are being wasted, and all the government does is have their hand out for more. So what do? They send you, the taxpaying American or business owner, a letter saying you've underpaid your taxes, and you owe us a lot more. Don't laugh and don't cry. Call the Tax Resources Network now. Their trained experts can help negotiate negotiate between you and the IRS and take all the stress off your back. And if you're lucky, save you a boatload of tax money. So before you think about calling the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes or you haven't filed in a while, call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-793.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, they got their money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
And what plans are afoot to pack the Supreme Court? Find out in this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Progressive knows you think the grass is always greener, like maybe you ride a motorcycle. But today, it's raining. So you wish you had an RV, but if you did, you'd have to listen to some guy parked next to it at a campsite plays acoustic guitar. Now, before you start wishing you had a boat, remember, your brother-in-law would invite himself every weekend.
Permission to come aboard, Captain?
But one thing that is greener is the money you could save when you bundle your RV, boat, or motorcycle with your home or auto with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Open lines now. If you want to give me a call, just go for it. Tom Talk Gun, that is the number. By the way, I will be at the NRA annual meetings, or called the NRA show, in Houston this coming weekend. It's like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing. I'll be doing the radio show live from the Ruger booth on Sunday afternoon. But I'll be wandering the halls there of the exhibition hall, or exhibit hall, Friday and Saturday as well. If you're there and you see me, flag me down, hey, say hi. Let's talk. We'll do a miniature gun talk, shoot the breeze right there in the middle of the hallway. That's kind of what we do anyway. I hope that you're going to be there. All right, let's go line one. Tom's with us in Houston, speaking of NRA show. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom, and all everybody in gun world. I want to say how happy I am to welcome anyone who comes to the NRA show. Last time it was canceled out by our Democrat mayor, supposedly for COVID, but there were two conventions before it and after it, too. Anyways, my thing I want to mention, any military veterans, April 15 through the 22nd, the first time ever we're going to have Fleet Week here in Galveston/Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been emailing the NRA hoping that they'll cross-promote it, but I did get this bit that there will be a shuttle from the George R. Brown down to Galveston, which is almost a 50-mile jump. And I don't know if that's strictly for uniform military, ID-carrying military, or if it's for anybody. But you're going to be able to see some ships and greet the Navy men, the sailors, I was told it's correctly pronounced.
Right.
And it's going to be a wonderful time. And anybody who's coming, if you got a day before or 3 days after, 15th through the 22nd, Navy Fleet Week, and I believe Army and Marines are going to be here as well. There will be a air show at the Ellington Field, which used to be an Air Force base south of Houston, but in between Galveston and Houston on Friday.
Hey,
but
Tom,
I know that conflicts with NRA.
Have you ever been to Fleet Week?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever been to Fleet Week before?
No, sir. No, sir. I am thrilled to be able to experience it.
That's great.
Experience shaking your hand on the floor there. Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, flag me down. Yeah, I mean, look, seriously, if you see me there, just flag me down. Look, Tom, I hate to do it. I got to keep running because all of a sudden the phones have lit up or lighted up. I don't know which it is. Anyway, we got Joe in Hayes, Kansas. Hey, Joe, what you been shooting?
Hey, Tom. I ordered and received a Wildcat Sporter from FAS Firearms here in Hayes, Kansas, and my range report is at 25 meters, that little 22 long rifle shot a 3-inch pattern right out of the box.
So tell me about this gun. I don't know about it.
Okay. It's basically a Wildcat with a wooden stock, Winchester Wildcat.
Okay. Shooting regular 22 rimfire?
Yes. I'm shooting CCI through it, and I haven't tried any other ammo. That's mainly what I buy. But, it shot 3-inch pattern at 25 meters, and I'm really thrilled with it. It's great to break down and clean. And I just ordered a Athlon 10x42 fixed power.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to put that in on top of that and go out and see if I tighten my groups up.
The other thing I was going to suggest, because you mentioned that you're sticking with one type of ammo, I would suggest trying some different ammo because 22s are real particular, or maybe you call them finicky. And a lot of times, I mean, you might be able to shrink those groups by half by going to a different kind of ammo. You just never know.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, good deal. That is a great range report. I appreciate that, sir. Thank you. If you want to join us right now, call me right now because we've got just opened up. We just got a line opened up, 866-TALK-GUN. I know people are thinking 3-inch groups may not be that great at 25 yards or meters. It all depends on what your expectations are and what your experience level is. There certainly are 22 caliber rimfire rifles that will shoot 1-inch groups at 100 yards. Yeah. So the 3-inch may not be turning you on. That's why I kind of wanted to tell Joe to try some different ammo, see if we can shrink those groups a bit. Honestly, I don't think I have any 22 rifles that wouldn't shoot better than 3 inches at 25 yards. So just food for thought there. I do have, I was just thinking about interesting 22s I have. You know, I think we all have had this experience where you say, you know, I have this 22 rifle and really like it. But God, I can't remember the last time I shot it. I just never take it to the range. Why is that? Why do our 22s not get the respect we give other guns? Because it's a dinky little 22? I don't know. I have a, God, I've had this thing forever, an Anschutz bolt action gun. And as you might expect, it's superbly accurate. Got a CZ-457 bolt action, left-handed. That's really accurate. But I've got some semi-autos, Rugers, that are stunningly accurate. One, it was done up by Clark Custom Guns. And they were really, as far as I know, the first people doing the accurizing on 10-22s. And in the right conditions, it's an inch, inch and a half gun at 100 yards. It's spectacular. Just amazing with a really good trigger. And, of course, now you have a lot of people making guns on the 10-22 pattern. And some of them, like our previous guest was saying, they're like $1,500. You could even spend more than that. Well, why would you? Because they're really good and they're really fun. And if you're shooting any kind of competition, that's what you want. I also have a goofy little 10-22. I say goofy, it's fun. It has an integrally suppressed barrel. So the barrel is a suppressor. It's all put together. It's not when you screw on and take off. So it's always suppressed. The reality is it's about, I can't remember, 8 or 9 inch barrel that then connects to a suppressor. And so you end up with like an 16, 18 inch barrel. And it's crazy quiet. If you're using subsonic ammo, it's probably making less noise than a pellet gun. Pretty amazing, and it is just great fun. And you know what? Now that you're not having to pay the $200 tax on silencers or suppressors, you could get one of those as well. Hey, let's go grab Paul on line 5 out of Wyoming. Hey, Paul, you're on Gun Talk. What's going on?
Hi, Tom. Hey, just had a quick question for you. Well, may not be a quick one, but
okay.
Hey, I shoot an original Smith & Wesson M&P Shield 9.
Okay.
When I do my maintenance on it and stuff like that, and of course I carry chambered, but when I pull it, when I pull the original round, you know, drop the mag, pull the original round out of the chamber and stuff like that, a lot of times when I'm done with my maintenance, I put the original round back in the chamber with the slide back, and I rack it back and slam it forward, and then put the magazine in. I have noticed, and I don't know whether you've heard of it, but because of the tapered crimp on the 9mm.
Yeah, the bullet's moving in the case.
What's that?
The bullet's moving in the case, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's moving forward. It's moving forward.
That's actually very common. The amount of crimp or grip that the case has on the bullet is not made to take it being chambered over and over and over and over again. It's just not. And so, you know, a couple of things to do is basically what you can do, what I do, which is I don't unload my gun. I don't unload my carry gun. You know, I mean, when I clean it, yeah, but otherwise I take it off, but it stays loaded in the house. So I'm not doing that all the time. But the other thing to do is just understand what's going on and rotate magazines and use different ones so you're not putting the same round back, or even unload the magazine, the entire magazine, and put it back in and do, you know, switch up the order so that you're not chambering the same round over and over again and subjecting it to the inertia of that round going into the chamber. What do you think?
And that was kind of my thought. And so if I do that and put that one back down in the magazine, and go ahead and strip it out of the magazine and put it in the chamber, then it will be fine.
No, I'm saying this is how you prevent it. If you have a round where the bullet has already moved in it, You could take it to the range and shoot it, but do not have that as part of your regular loadout for a life-saving device. No. Once that bullet is moved in the case, it is no longer qualified to be part of your carry package.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's what I would do. It's and again, this is a common thing. I hear it all the time, and it really is just what you described. You're chambering the same round over and over and over again, and that slide slams forward, and the bullet either goes forward or generally goes back into the case a little bit. So, yeah, I would take that round and make it a range round, shoot it, but I would not make it part of my carry deal. And after that, you want to prevent that from happening by not chambering the same round all the time. As a, you know, just different way. I know there's somebody out there thinking, well, yeah, the way to handle that is you take the magazine out when you're going to unload it and then walk outside and just shoot that round. You know you were thinking that. You know you were. You can own up to it. It's okay. Let's see. Let's grab Les in Saline, Louisiana. Hello, Les. You're on Gun Talk. What's happening?
Hello. I just wanted to mention you talked about the midterm elections. I tell people that take that attitude that Jesus ain't running, and neither is any fairy godmothers. So the human that's going to be elected is not going to be perfect. The Republican is always going to be better than the Democrat these days.
Especially when it comes to gun rights. You're right. And the Republican may not be great, but he or she is probably going to vote with the Republican bloc to help us on things like national reciprocity and things like that. Not always, but generally speaking, you're not going to find a Democrat who's going to cross the lines to help us on any Second Amendment issue. So you got that. But and look, I appreciate the call. You're right. I've said it many different ways. Mr. Perfect, Mrs. Perfect is not running. We don't get somebody who is perfect. There's always going to be a problem. And people say, yeah, but he does this. Yes. But he does that. Yes. Understand. You know, was Trump perfect the first time he ran? No. Was he perfect the second time he got elected? No. And I said so here. I said, but do you want Joe Biden? No. Do you want Kamala Harris? No. That's your only choice. It's an A-B choice. It's like you're going to get one or the other. Perfect is not running. And I don't know why that concept seems to be foreign for some people. They have a little bit of a hard time understanding it or accepting it. I don't know. It's just kind of one of those, really? You do understand this is like, big boy politics. And sometimes you get people who you're thinking, man, I wouldn't invite that guy over to a barbecue. But I got to vote for him because not that I think he's good. I just think he's less bad. Yes, I agree with you. We shouldn't have to vote for less bad. But that's like saying the sun shouldn't come up in the east every day. It will, and we do. Less bad is what we end up with sometimes. And then maybe work on making that person better or finding a better choice next time around. But going back to what brought this up, my concern is that people on the gun rights side, voters, are somewhat disappointed that they haven't gotten everything they wanted out of the Donald Trump administration. We knew that going in. I've always said Donald Trump is kind of middle of the road on gun rights. He's not super strong. He's not really bad. But he's put in some good people. And he said he was going to do some things, and he has done some good things. And getting Harmy Dillon in there is huge. I would love it if she ended up being the new attorney general. I don't think that's going to happen. She may get a promotion, and that may help us out. We'll see how all that develops. I would like to see a course correction over at DOJ headquarters, because I think the Civil Rights Division is doing really good things under Harmeet Dillon, but she isn't the one who defends the gun laws when we're challenged on things like that. So that's a different division. And people say, well, why didn't she take care of that? Not her department. Can't do it. It's like saying, I work in the plumbing department, and I'm going to fix the electrical department. No, it doesn't work that way. But as we head toward these midterm elections, which are going to be so important on a lot of different levels, keeping the Senate, if nothing else, simply because of Supreme Court nominees and federal court justices and judges, that's critical. That goes through the Senate. You lose the Senate, you're going to have more debacles like the Kavanaugh hearings. And you're going to have, of course, you know, lots of other messes. And you're going to get judges and justices who normally we wouldn't want. And you're going to have to settle for it because you're not in control of it. All that going back to saying, okay, now would be a good time to start thinking about your activism. You say, I'm a Second Amendment person. Okay, great. What does that mean? Do you sit at home and say, I'm a Second Amendment person, or do you actually do anything about it? Do you make a contribution, dollars, you know, money, because that's how things work, to candidates? Will you volunteer to help? Will you work the phones? Will you do whatever? I don't know what they need, but find a candidate and get behind him or her. Do something. Maybe it's a case of talking to all your buddies and saying, we're going to go vote when the time comes. When it's time to do this, we have to go vote. If you don't vote, I would just offer you probably ought to just shut your mouth for the next few years because you don't have a say in it.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at O'Dell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. O'Dell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy. These fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we play for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text RULE to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text RULE to 215215. That's RULE to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Yeah, I know. Right now would be a really good time to call in to be part of the after show, where the three of us get together here. We have a bunch of fun, and you can be a part of that. Give me a call at 866-TALK-GUN or Tom Talk Gun, either one. Jason called in. He's online, too. Let's talk about 22s. Hey, Jason.
Hey, I just got in the truck to go to a different farm, and I heard you talking about the 22s, and and that is actually my ranch carry. I've got an old Marlin tube-fed bolt-action 22. And iron sights, and that's my coyote gun. That's my go-to. At 100 yards, the thing is deadly accurate. And I thought that was interesting, you know, talking about how the 22 is kind of put off as a, I don't know, a play gun. But those things, they're fun. If I'm having a lot of problems, I revert back to my 25-06. That is another flat shooting rifle at 100 yards and 300 yards. It's dead on. And at 200 yards, I actually aim a little low.
Right.
But,
yeah.
but no, that, I did find that fun about the 22, when my kids were shooting competitively, with Y-Heck at NRA. We had built some rifles for them. They were bull barrel with a Ruger action. And, I've got twin sons. One's right-handed and he's left-handed or left-eye dominant.
Yep.
The other one is opposite.
Okay. There you go. Hey, look, I got a scoot. I appreciate the call. Good stuff there. A lot of things. One of the things I want to talk about when I get to the after show, you're going to want to have to tune into that a little bit later. Richard Mann just posted a video. He's talking about long-range shooting, long-range hunting particularly, and his take on that. And it was it's a funny little clip if you find it online. It's like, I don't know, 15-second little piece of video, but it's a fun deal about long-range hunting and his take. And he's getting beat up on the Internet over it. Richard's been, of course, a frequent guest here, a really good guy. As I look at the stories in the news, we got a shooting at a Chick-fil-A. We got people shoving people off of subway platforms. And then the cops shoot them. Of course, nobody else can shoot them because they're not allowed to have guns there. Chick-fil-A's in New Jersey. Can't have a gun there. Well, you can, but it'd be really difficult for self-defense. Once again, we return to this idea. I keep throwing it out there. Look, it happens everywhere. It happens, you know, and nobody there thought it was going to happen. Everybody there thought, it's a Chick-fil-A. Nothing bad is going to happen there until it does. And I just say, what are you prepared to do? Have you thought about it? Have you prepared for it? And look, if you say, I'm just not going to carry a gun. Okay, fine. But at least give it some thought. And think about it realistically of, what would I do if? And let me just tell you from experience that once you start, you commit to getting training, really good training, you start carrying a gun, it doesn't take you very long before you move from carrying a gun is uncomfortable to where not carrying a gun is uncomfortable. And it really makes you nervous to not have it with you, to understand that, oh, I really am vulnerable, and I have no way of responding to a lethal threat out there. That will change your life right there. All right, in the meantime, look, if you're going to the NRA show, if you see me there, flag me down on the floor. We're going to be doing the show live over at the Ruger booth next Sunday. You can drop by and wave and heckle. Yeah, fine, too. We'll have fun. In the meantime, go do some shooting. Buy a new gun. Buy a lot of ammo. And you know what? Make a commitment to carry your safety gear everywhere you go. I know I do.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications that top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Mass shooting in the Bayou State.
A domestic dispute in Louisiana leaves at least 8 children dead, according to police, who say a relative is behind the deadly shooting of 10 juveniles. Shreveport Police Department spokesperson Chris Bordelon.
We do know that some of the children inside were his descendants.
Police Chief Wayne Smith.
I just don't know what to say. My heart is just taken back. Cannot begin to imagine how such an event can occur.
Police say the shootings took place early Sunday at 2 homes before the gunman carjacked a vehicle and was shot by police. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump's refusal to end the criminal probe of Jerome Powell, delaying the confirmation of his nominee to replace the Fed chairman. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has details.
GOP Senator Tom Tillis is blocking confirmation of Kevin Warsh until the Justice Department drops its criminal investigation into Jerome Powell's renovation of the Fed's D.C. headquarters. Senate Majority Leader John Thune and other Republican allies of the president are also calling for an end to the probe. But this past week, Donald Trump doubled down and said the investigation will continue. Powell contends that the president is trying to intimidate him over interest rate policy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, federal prosecutors say a 44-year-old woman in Los Angeles arrested over the weekend at L.A. International Airport, that on suspicion of helping Iran traffic weapons to Sudan, of course, on the fourth year of a bloody civil war there. At first, U.S. Attorney Bill Acalia says the woman will face charges. She brokered the sale of drones, bombs, bomb fuses, and millions of rounds of ammo. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit relieffactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
Well, authorities believe there seems to be no let-up whatsoever when it comes to attacks on Jewish sites all around the globe. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on a string now of arson incidents in and around London, and authorities fear the happening may be on the rise.
British police are investigating whether a string of arson attacks on Jewish sites in London are the work of Iranian proxies. Deputy Assistant Commissioner Vicky Evans of the Metropolitan Police.
The incidents are similar in nature. They have been arsons targeting Israeli and Jewish premises within London. Most have been claimed online by a group, Ashab al-Yamin, the Islamic movement of the Companions of the Right.
Audio courtesy of Sky. No one has been injured in the attacks. I'm Donna Water.
Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor apologizing to fellow Justice Brett Kavanaugh. John Scott explains why.
Justice Sotomayor publicly apologized to Justice Kavanaugh after making pointed remarks at a University of Kansas event
that some court watchers felt implied he was out of touch due to his privileged background. The comments, widely viewed as a breach of Supreme Court collegiality, drew criticism from legal commentators and prompted her to issue a formal statement of regret.
Food brand Hip recalling baby food jars after samples tested positive for rat poison in Austria, Slovakia, and the Czech Republic. Officials believe the tampering occurred in 190-gram jars of carrot and potato baby food. Officials say, thankfully, so far there have been no reports of any injuries, illness, or fatalities. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of Healthwise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late-night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late-night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Milhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl.
This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Staying a conversation, you can often walk with a friend or with a partner and continue having a conversation. That's usually not the case if you're sprinting all out. There's a type of exercise called HIIT, High Intensity Interval Training. And it's got its start in the 1930s when Swedish exercise trainers and physiologists introduced something called fartlek training. And although it doesn't sound very appetizing, fartlek is Swedish for speed play. And what it involves is a period of exercise where you sprint all out till you're really gassed for a short period of time. The durations depend on your physical conditioning. If you're a champion athlete, you can do this more sustained. And then you slow down to a slow jog, catch your breath again, and then you push again, and you do an episode of high-intensity training, getting your heart rate up to its maximal, feeling really out of breath, and then again you rest. And this is actually something that we do in the spin classes that I attend a couple of times a week, where we start out and warm up, and we get our heart rates up to a reasonable level. And then our trainer, our leader, who was exhorting us to efforts and playing loud rock music anthems to inspire us, tells us to go all out for a short period of time. It may be a period of time as short as 15 or 20 seconds, followed by a short rest, and then do it again for 6 repetitions. Or potentially we'll go all out for a half mile. A half mile can be estimated using the computers that are now on spin bikes. And so the idea is to incorporate episodes of high intensity. So they did a study, big study. They included 96,408 adults in something called the UK Biobank. This is a large, large repository of data about what people do for their health, what they eat, how they exercise, how they sleep. And they wore wrist accelerometers. Their average age was 62, roughly 50-50, male-female, and they also completed self-reported questionnaires. And they were followed in terms of the diseases that they came down with. And so they looked at the total volume of activity weekly, which is metabolic equivalent minutes per week. This is what is referred to as a MET minutes per week. And then they also looked at the intensity of activity, which was classified as light, moderate, or vigorous using relevant estimates. And they broke people down into groups. The participants were categorized as having 0% of vigorous exercise, or anywhere up to 2%, or greater than 2%, up to 4%, and finally greater than 4%. So you get an idea that it really doesn't take much in terms of intense exercise among your hours of exercise per week to attain some level of HIIT training, exercise intensity. Typically, unless you're a professional athlete, you're not going to devote a very high percentage of your time to all-out efforts. And they followed people for 9 to 15 years, and they looked at cases of 8 major chronic diseases, what are called MACEs, major adverse cardiovascular events like strokes or heart attacks or the need to get bypass surgery or a stent. They also looked at atrial fibrillation, type 2 diabetes, what are called IMIDs, immune-mediated inflammatory diseases, chronic respiratory disease, metabolic dysfunction-associated steatic liver disease, otherwise known as fatty liver disease. They changed the terminology, so now it's called MASL, metabolic associated steatic liver disease. It's an acronym. They wanted to get rid of the fatty because, I don't know, it has a pejorative kind of connotation, like, hey, you're a fatty. So they now call it MASL, metabolic associated steatic liver disease, chronic kidney disease and dementia, along with, most important measure, whether you're going to die, all-cause mortality. That's what they found. Participants with greater than 4% of the physical activity at vigorous intensity had 29 to 63% lower risk for all eight categories of chronic diseases and a 46% lower risk for mortality than those who did not engage in any vigorous physical activity at all. And so what they found is, by the way, both intensity and total volume of physical activity were associated with reduced risk for metabolic conditions and mortality. So it doesn't mean that it's an act of futility if you simply walk and you don't pick up your pace and walk, jog, or do fartlek training like the Swedish Olympic team does. There were additional benefits from bouts of high-intensity exercise. So they say, for example, performing vigorous activity versus increasing total volume could theoretically prevent 20% of what are called immune-mediated inflammatory diseases. That might be, an immune-mediated inflammatory disease might be rheumatoid arthritis or ulcerative colitis. These are the autoimmune inflammatory diseases that people develop, and they're, really, when it comes to inflammation is an important mediator of many chronic diseases. So, bottom line, the study suggests the comprehensive activity programs incorporating both sufficient volume and intensity are optimal for metabolic health. And consider bouts of high intensity. Now, I got to say something about this study. There is some what is called reverse causation in here, because there may be some people who just can't, for one reason or other, they're poorly conditioned, or maybe they've got musculoskeletal problems. They just can't bang out high-intensity interval training bouts. And therefore, the people who do that are a self-selected group who may be ultimately healthier. So I think the take-home here is vary your exercise routines, check it out, get a stress test, or get an okay from your doctor if you want to do high intensity interval training. Make sure that you don't injure yourself, because that's another thing. It's like you get over your head in terms of exercise, push yourself too hard. Injury risks mount. But consider, and in this study, these individuals were relatively older, average age 62. So, consider mixing up your exercise routine with bouts of vigorous exercise interspersed into your long walks or your gentle bike rides or your relaxed swim laps. 877-726-8255, our number. We got lots to talk about today, so stay tuned. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. There's a crucial molecule in your body that helps control everything. Your circulation, your energy, your stamina, your heart, even your sharpness of mind. It's called nitric oxide. But after age 40, your body makes less and less of it. Less blood flow, less stamina, less of you.
But now there's N101, the nitric oxide lozenge developed by Dr. Nathan Bryan, the world's leading nitric oxide researcher backed by Nobel Prize-winning science. N101 is designed to naturally restore your body's nitric oxide levels. Just do what I do and let one dissolve in your mouth twice a day. I especially make sure to take it before workouts. N101 goes to work in minutes, releasing nitric oxide directly into your bloodstream, supporting healthy circulation, boosting oxygen delivery to your muscles and brain, helping you feel the way you're supposed to feel. More energy, better blood flow, sharper focus. Visit HoffmanNO.com. That's HoffmanNO.com. And use coupon code Hoffman10 for 10% off N101.
Kids don't just bring home homework, they bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them, they spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use. Drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection. Create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound. Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait. Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-UWIN to reserve your room and grab your tickets. Knock off those boots. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Gets you into the doctor's office, so let's hear one of those questions.
Hi, my name is Marlene, and I'm interested to know how to naturally reduce my LDLs. Mine is 148, and my partner's is 125.
Okay, so, you know, how do you naturally reduce your LDLs? Well, let me just first say that for some people, it's necessary to lower LDLs with medication. These are people at high risk, and they actually benefit from statins or some of the other powerful drugs that are available to really knock your LDLs down into the mid double digits, which is a goal if you've had a heart attack, if you had a stroke, if you have had bypass surgery or stent. But there are other ways to reduce your LDL. Diet will help you lower your LDL. For some people, avoiding excess saturated fat and cholesterol makes a difference, but often it's the case that by reducing your carbohydrates, especially the refined kind, the high glycemic kind, you reduce your triglycerides, which has a knock-on effect to your LDL, and you can improve your profile. But in terms of natural things, fish oil, you know, somewhat helpful, but some studies suggest that for some people, fish oil can actually raise your LDL, but it protects you in so many other ways. Aged garlic extract has been shown in some studies to lower your so-called bad cholesterol. Exercise certainly helps. Red yeast rice will do it, but I think that for people who really need to dramatically lower their LDL, why use red yeast rice when statins are available? After all, red yeast rice is a natural statin. Some people don't tolerate statins. They do better on red yeast rice. Fine. Berberine also has been shown to lower LDL. Niacin will dramatically lower your LDL cholesterol, but the problem with niacin is that in studies, it's not been shown to lower your risk of cardiovascular disease. So paradoxically, yeah, you can get better numbers, but the outcomes don't change. Certain fibers, like fibers you find in oatmeal, beta-glucans, fibers, and flaxseed, as well as plant sterols and stanols, can help to sop up your cholesterol. They work via an intestinal route, and they can be helpful at lowering your LDL. And then, of course, there's natokinase. Natokinase is something that, is kind of a second-tier thing, thought to be something that helps to promote circulation and reduce the risk of blood clots, but also has the effect of lowering cholesterol, according to some studies. And bergamot. Bergamot is a citrus extract that actually can help to lower cholesterol. I've seen it work. So there you have it. If you really need to dramatically lower your cholesterol, these things can be helpful. But if they don't sufficiently lower your cholesterol to reduce risk, medication is always an option. I'd always suggest that people use natural means to lower their LDL. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. If your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit. MitoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. MitoPure produces the first ever urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine.
As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started using it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Better recovery starts at the cellular level. For more information and order, just go to timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for 20% off. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for 20% off MitoPure gummies with code Hoffman.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got my money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
By as much as $83 a month. Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. That's 800-425-1161. Not all applicants qualify for a loan or late savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. Jot it down in case you have a question or a comment. Let's talk about choline. Choline is a nutrient that we don't
talk about that often. And it has actually been shown that choline can be helpful during pregnancy to assure adequate, optimal brain development in the offspring. It's been shown that moms who are low in choline may give birth to offspring who experience intellectual challenges, and that choline should be one of the things that is taken as a supplement by pregnant ladies. So we know of its importance at the beginning of life. But here's a new study published in the journal Nutrients that indicates that choline may have an impact on postmenopausal women's brains. And it's an interesting study because they used what's called fMRI, a functional MRI, to see how the brain lights up. And if the brain lights up like a 25-watt light bulb, well, you're not getting optimal brain energy production. But if your brain regions light up brightly, that means you're working on all cylinders. So they say here changes in hormones after menopause are associated with physiologic changes that can have profound clinical implications. A lot of women at the time of menopause complain that they feel brain dead. Menopause hits them hard. And so in this study, they learned that estrogen is a driver of choline production in the body. You actually make some choline on your own. You get some from outside. So they said when levels of the hormone drop during menopause, women are at risk for choline deficiency. You get choline from soybeans. You get choline from fish and from eggs. Some people just don't eat enough of those things. They eat a lot of ultra-processed food that is low in choline. They recruited 20 postmenopausal women between the ages of 50 and 65, and they found that choline intake had a rapid effect on the brain, increasing functional connectivity within the working memory network. So, interesting study. Choline helped relatively quickly to illuminate brain regions that are essential for focus, memory, and concentration. And exciting study. Oral choline reduced working memory-related brain activation in postmenopausal women. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. When we return, we're going to talk about another nutrient that is highly important in overall health with an expert on the subject of nitric oxide. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You know that feeling? You're exhausted, but your brain just won't quit. You're staring at the ceiling, watching the clock, dreading the morning. Here's something that actually helps. It's called Kyolic Specialty Series Sleep Mushrooms Plus. And it's unlike anything you've tried before. This isn't some chemical sleep aid that leaves you foggy and dragging the next day. This is a clean botanical formula built around certified organic reishi mushrooms grown on real farms, not in a lab, combined with valerian root to help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer, L-theanine to quiet that racing mind, and Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, one of the most trusted wellness ingredients available for circulation and stress support. It's vegan, non-GMO, no gluten, no dairy, no artificial anything. Just 2 capsules, 2 hours before bed, and you wake up actually rested, not groggy, not out of it. Just refreshed. Kyolic Sleep Mushrooms Plus from Wakanaga. Learn more about this and the entire Kyolic Mushrooms Plus line at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Kids don't just bring home homework, they bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them, they spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use. Drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection. Create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit readingonlinemarketing.com.
Our favorite Reading tradition is here, Cool April Nights. Here's a list of events that are happening today. Kent's Meat Show and Shine, 10 to 2 p.m. Locust Street Auto Show and Shine, 10 to 2 p.m. Wind River Casino Show and Shine, 11 to 3 p.m. Mountain Gate RV Park Show and Shine, 12 to 3. Dude's Drive-In Show and Shine, 2 to 5 p.m. Cole 45 Show and Shine, 6 to 9 p.m. Get your tickets to the biggest show and shine of them all Saturday, April 25th at any Napa Auto Parts store. Also, go to CoolAprilNights.com for a downloadable schedule of events.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
He's easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-716-1261. 800-716-1261. 800-716-1261. That's 800-716-1261.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
We all know Peloton as interactive fitness machines for the home with an online trainer. And what's great about Peloton is you get real-time visual and audio feedback, which makes your workouts better and safer. Nick Cladwell is from Peloton.
We can detect more than 120 different types of exercises. We always want the content on Peloton to be linked to the hardware and software. So we can detect when people are doing compound exercises, for example, a bicep curl into an overhead press. This is the same type of exercise that our fitness instructors like to train toward. We're able to look at any particular exercise, say a push-up, and offer three different types of suggestions. So maybe your push-up's not going low enough to the ground, or maybe you're arching your back too much. We're trying to help you perfect that form and keep you safe.
And it all happens through the new Peloton AI camera. More at onepeloton.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is the number. We're going to hold calls for a moment because I want to talk about an important topic in nutritional medicine, which is nitric oxide. You know, nitric oxide was the subject of a Nobel Prize winning series of researches that really revolutionized our understanding about how the body works. So many systems are dependent on nitric oxide. And what's kind of neat is that there are dietary nitrates that we can actually boost our nitric oxide production via diet. And so it was that a few weeks back, I invited who I consider the world's expert on nitric oxide science, Dr. Nathan Bryan, to join me on a program to talk about his book, The Secret of Nitric Oxide, Bringing the Science to Life. And it was such a fascinating discussion. And then I realized that he has a revolutionary nitric oxide supporting series of products. And so it was that I said, hey, let's get the word out to our Intelligent Medicine listeners. And the result is this interview, and we're going to do some additional long-form interviews with him on the subject of supporting nitric oxide via supplementation. So, Dr. Brian, it's a pleasure having you back on Intelligent Medicine. Just a little bit about your background. You are, I believe it's a University of Texas researcher on nitric oxide.
I was. Thanks, Dr. Hoffman. Great to be with you. Yeah, I was a professor of molecular medicine at UT Health Science Center in Houston, at the Institute of Molecular Medicine for a decade or more, and then I was at Baylor College of Medicine.
Indeed. And so I've been using your products. I use your N101 product, the lozenges, prior to exercise because, you know, I'm convinced that it provides me with an exercise edge. It improves circulation. So share with our listeners, you know, what is nitric oxide and why might it be important to boost our nitric oxide?
Well, look, it's a great question. I think too few people understand what it is and how important it is, but it's a signaling molecule. It's first, you know, discovered to be a vasodilator, meaning that it dilates the blood vessels. So if you have adequate nitric oxide, you get good oxygen and nutrient delivered to every cell in the body. Your mitochondria are optimized so you can convert that oxygen that we're delivering into cellular energy, ATP. It mobilizes our own stem cells. It prevents our telomeres from getting shorter. It's really what we've learned over the past 30, 40 years is that longevity, human optimization, everything we know even about disease prevention is dependent upon the body's ability to produce adequate and sufficient amounts of nitric oxide gas.
And what can compromise our nitric oxide? Certainly aging, certain disease states, and I think there's certain genetic predispositions that make people less able to synthesize, make their own nitric oxide, right?
Yeah, there are. You know, there's some genetic predispositions that we call single nucleotide polymorphisms in certain genes or SNPs. Certainly in the ENOS, the MTHFR, which is the methyl tetrahydrofolate reductase gene, those are kind of the genetic determinants of nitric oxide. But really what we're finding, Dr. Hoffman, is it's the Western lifestyle. It's diet, you know, a high carbohydrate, high sugar diet. It's lack of physical exercise. It's a lot of drug therapy, for instance, proton pump inhibitors, antacids, cholesterol-lowering medication. All of these things are leading to a loss of adequate nitric oxide production. It's things like fluoride in drinking water, fluoride in toothpaste, antiseptics, antibiotics. You know, antiseptic mouthwash is a big contributor.
So there was this thing, and I actually used to subscribe to this notion, is that if you drink a lot of beet juice, that it can improve your athletic performance, raise your nitric oxide. And I think I spoiled a couple of my triathlons by trying to guzzle, you know, a whole blender full of beet juice prior to an event. It just really doesn't go that well on the stomach. But certainly you can get some nitric oxide through diet. There are foods that contain dietary nitrates, right?
There are, but that's the challenge. You know, we published on this in 2015. You know, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to predict the foods you're eating, and especially beets, if they contain enough nitrate to get a nitric oxide response. Because, number one, it depends upon how much nitrate's in there. But most importantly, it depends upon you having the right oral bacteria to utilize the nitrate if it's in the foods you're eating. And then the other thing is you must have sufficient stomach acid production. And we know that 2 out of 3 Americans use antiseptic mouthwash every day. We know that 73% of the municipalities in the U.S. have fluoride in the drinking water, which kills the oral bacteria, kills the gut bacteria. And we know that more than 90% of the toothpaste on the market contain fluoride, which disrupts the microbiome. It's antiseptic. So even if you had nitrate in your beets or your vegetables, if you don't have the right bacteria, you don't get a nitric oxide benefit from it. If you don't make stomach acid, you don't get a nitric oxide benefit from it. So what we're finding is that the majority of the beet products on the market provide zero nitric oxide benefit. So there are a lot of companies out there that want to convince you that beets are nitric oxide, but obviously these companies don't understand the science and what's required to make nitric oxide.
So you actually, what I use, I fill my water bottle for hydration with a little sachet of a powder that dissolves in the water and provides me with hydration. That's called No Beets, right? That's what your hydration product is. So what's the secret sauce? What's in there, if it's not beets, that will actually boost nitric oxide levels?
Well, you know, I felt, Dr. Hoffman, that we have an obligation and responsibility to really, you know, meet the rigor of the science with products. And so what we do is we understand the growth conditions, the soil conditions, and what it takes to maximize the nitrate content of the beets. And then further to enhance that, we ferment our beets. So we optimize, we concentrate the nitric oxide activity. But then we remove the oxalates that can cause kidney stones in a lot of people.
Yeah.
And we remove
which is a problem for a lot of people. Yeah. Yeah.
Of course. And so we know what it takes to make nitric oxide. So that's our NO beets product, but it's a fermented beet powder, has electrolytes in it, has mitochondrial ATP. So this particular beet, because I understand the science, I've been doing this for 30 years, optimized that beet powder to produce nitric oxide. So as soon as that powder hits solution, it's liberating nitric oxide gas. So if your body can't make nitric oxide for whatever reason, then my products provide it for you.
Interesting. So there's also a lot of buzz about using arginine and citrulline to enhance nitric oxide. And I've actually talked to you about this, and you're a little skeptical about that pathway. There are different ways to boost nitric oxide, and this is one of the ones that's touted.
That's right. No, I'm skeptical because that's what the science tells us. And you know, we're never deficient in arginine or citrulline. These are semi-essential amino acids. And by the way, citrulline is a byproduct of nitric oxide production. It's not a precursor. Mm-hmm. But we're never deficient in it. As we get it through the partial urea cycle that's present in every human cell, we get it from the foods we eat, whether it's animal or plant-based proteins. These proteins are made up of amino acids, which are arginine and citrulline. So if we're never deficient in arginine or citrulline, then it makes no sense to supplement. Supplements are designed to supplement what's missing. And furthermore, you know, there's two clinical studies showing that if you give arginine to post-infarct patients, people who just suffered a heart attack, or patients with peripheral artery disease, which means they have endothelial dysfunction, then it actually causes those patients to get worse. Morbidity and mortality increased in post-infarct patients taking arginine, and then patients with peripheral artery disease actually get worse. Because if you're never deficient in arginine, you've lost the ability to utilize. The enzyme that converts arginine to nitric oxide isn't working.
Okay.
And so what's happening is you're forcing that reaction and causing a lot of oxidative stress and superoxide instead of nitric oxide production.
Right. So, I mean, if the enzyme's not working, you could take a boatload of all these amino acids and it won't result in increase in your nitric oxide.
Yeah, no, that's right. My analogy is you're putting gas in a car with a blown-up engine. Mm-hmm. The problem is you're not out of fuel. Your engine's broken. So it's not going to get you where you're going. In fact, so for me, it's all about risk-benefit. There's no benefit to arginine supplementation. What's the risk? Well, post-infarct patients die at a higher rate, higher mortality and morbidity. Patients with peripheral artery disease get worse. So if there's no benefit and it's all risk, then that's a very simple quotient. You don't do it.
I think that there's some pretty convincing studies about nitric oxide on blood pressure, right?
Of course. Yeah, so nitric oxide is your primary vasodilator. So we all have a finite amount of blood pumping through our veins and arteries. And if we can't make nitric oxide, those arteries become more constricted and your pressure goes up. So if we give nitric oxide, we expand we dilate the blood vessels, decrease the resistance, and pressure comes down or normalizes. So I tell people nitric oxide fixes the physics problem of hypertension or high blood pressure. And now we're finding that, you know, the primary cause of hypertension is a loss of nitric oxide production.
Mm-hmm. It's the signaling molecule that tells the blood vessels to expand rather than contract.
That's right. And it maintains the compliance of it. So with each beat of the heart, the blood vessels become more compliant to dampen that pulse wave. That then, you know, and if you can't do that, then it causes a lot of shear stress and damages the glycocalyx, damages the endothelial cells. It leads to endothelial dysfunction.
So who might be a candidate for taking N101? N101 is the lozenge, right? That's what I take pre-exercise.
That's right. So, you know, what we've learned over the past 40, 50 years in nitric oxide science is there's only two people in the world who would need or benefit from nitric oxide, especially the nitric oxide-releasing lozenge. It's people who are sick and want to get well, and it's the people who are well and don't want to get sick.
Okay.
Because we know that the older we get, the less nitric oxide we're going to make, so you take it prophylactically. And we know that people that are sick, whether it's people with high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, prior heart attack, diabetes, dementia, Alzheimer's, all of these are kind of end symptoms of chronic nitric oxide deficiency. So if you're sick and want to get better, we have to start with nitric oxide. It's foundational for how the body heals itself and overcomes a lot of these, as we know, poorly managed chronic illnesses that Western medicine really doesn't address.
And recently read a study that suggests that boosting nitric oxide in the brains of patients with mild cognitive impairment can actually improve their mental functioning.
No, absolutely. And, you know, part of our other part of the company is we're developing drug therapy specific for dementia and Alzheimer's.
Oh, wow.
Because, as you know, dementia and Alzheimer's and mild cognitive impairment, it's a progression of disease. It starts with MCI, then develops into vascular dementia, then eventually Alzheimer's. But these are all vascular metabolic issues, and it's a symptom of nitric oxide deficiency. Because if we look at mild cognitive impairment, dementia, and Alzheimer's, it's insulin resistance in the brain. In fact, it's been called diabetes type 3. And we get focal ischemia, meaning that there's parts of the brain that aren't getting perfused. So what does nitric oxide do? It dilates the blood vessels, perfuses all regions of the brain. It potentiates insulin signaling, so now we can get glucose into the cells of the brain. And if you have adequate blood flow, adequate oxygen delivery, adequate mitochondrial function, then the brain cells do their job. You don't lose your memory. You don't get misfolding of proteins. And there's no such thing as tau tangles and amyloid plaques in patients with good vascular disease, vascular function and adequate nitric oxide production.
So in other words, our whole approach of where we're trying to disentangle plaque with plaque-busting drugs, it's kind of, a dollar short and a day late. You know, we're shut the barn door after the horse gets out because this damage has occurred.
Yeah, like these drugs don't work because they can't work. Because the tau tangles and the amyloid plaque are the consequence of the disease.
Yeah.
They're not
yeah.
the cause of the disease. And that's a problem with drug therapy is they're always targeting symptoms or consequence of disease and not addressing the root cause. So, you know, there's billions and billions of dollars spent on these monoclonal antibodies that target the plaque and without effect. They don't get better. In fact, many patients get worse. They may appear to get better on imaging, but their cognition doesn't improve. And now there's data showing that these are just imaging anomalies that really don't affect the cause of the disease.
Indeed. All right, I want to give our call to action because we've created a special pathway for Intelligent Medicine listeners to leverage the benefits of N101. It's not a zero, it's N101. So visit HoffmanNO.com. That's simply HoffmanNO.com and use coupon code Hoffman10 for 10% off N101. So the different options are if you're an athlete and you want some kind of performance drink, you can take the powder, which is called No Beats, right? That's the powder that's available from your website. But the lozenge is something that we suggest that people take just a couple of times a day, and it's sublingual, so it actually releases quickly into the system. And I notice a difference. You know, sometimes I'm feeling kind of tired, and I say, well, I got a pool workout. Let me see how far I can go, and I'll take one of those lozenges, and I'll surprise myself within a few minutes, literally, because it's fast-acting. I feel my strength and stamina kicking in, presumably because I have better circulation.
Absolutely. We're improving mitochondrial function, the energy producing organelles of the cell. We're improving circulation, and we're, you know, optimizing human performance. And when you do that, everything works better. You get less metabolic waste products, so you recover faster. We're mobilizing stem cells and helping the body to recover. So if your body can't make it, my products provide it for you.
Yeah, so I really consider this one of the top-tier supplements. Yes, fish oil, yes, vitamin D, yes, a multi, yes, vitamin C. But I really think N101, some sort of nitric oxide support, is an essential part of everybody's nutritional portfolio. So visit HoffmanNO.com. That's HoffmanNO.com. And utilize coupon code Hoffman10 for 10% off N101. Thanks, Dr. Nathan Bryant. We'll invite you back for a long-form discussion while we're going greater depth into this subject, fascinating subject of nitric oxide support for a variety of the health systems that keep us well. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the one you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications that top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. U.S. blockade of Iranian ports leading to the seizure of one foreign ship and could threaten more when it comes to the peace talks. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President Trump said the U.S. seized an Iranian-flagged cargo ship that tried to get around a naval blockade near the Strait of Hormuz. He wrote on social media that the U.S. Navy blew a hole in the engine room of the vessel and that Marines took custody of the ship. It was the first such interception since the U.S. started blockading Iranian ports last week. Iran called the U.S. seizure an act of piracy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A gunman going on a shooting rampage in Ukraine's capital. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
The head of Ukraine's interior ministry says police units on Saturday were sent to a grocery store in Kyiv, where a gunman took hostages, barricading himself. Ihor Klemenko says before entering the store, the gunman shot and killed four people at point-blank range and a fifth person inside the store. A sixth person died of her injuries at a hospital. Klemenko says after officers tried negotiating with the man for about 40 minutes, they stormed the building, killing him. I'm Donna Water.
And a gunman has shot and killed eight children, including seven of his very own, in a Sunday attack of domestic violence carried out in two homes in Shreveport, Louisiana. Police say the victims ranged in age from 1 to 14 years of age. Two adults wounded in that shooting. Authorities say a 44-year-old Los Angeles woman arrested over the weekend at L.A. International Airport, that on suspicion of helping Iran traffic weapons to Sudan. Authorities say the woman will face charges. She brokered the sale of drones, bombs, and millions of rounds of ammo. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com for Think Factor.
Tax refunds higher this year due to President Trump's tax policies, although Democrats keep attacking the President's One Big Beautiful Bill Act of 2025 as a, quote, tax cut for the rich. But the Committee to Unleash Prosperity says data show the average family gained $2,000 on their lower tax bill this year. The group says every Democrat in Congress voted no, even as they complain of a middle-class affordability crisis.
I think people will be a lot happier when they're paying $3 a gallon, not $4.50 a gallon for gasoline. And that will happen by the midsummer. So, yeah, there will be some tailwinds for the Republicans, but it's tough.
Economist Steve Moore believes the president's economic policies are going to help the GOP in the midterms.
Republicans have a tough job holding the House of Representatives, but it's going to be a dogfight, and Texas is going to be key to that.
Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. As Democratic candidates in California make moves to solidify their support ahead of the gubernatorial primary, Tom Steyer releasing a new plan that would take drastic steps to combat ICE, and that is the jailing of agents. Bernie Bennett has the latest on this story.
The progressive billionaire candidate published a blog post last week outlining his plan to push back against U.S. immigration and customs enforcement. He said it's not enough for Democrats to simply engage in rhetoric and claim to stand against President Donald Trump's administration. Steyer compared his plan to the way law enforcement fought the mob and called the federal agency a violent extremist group. The plan drew immediate condemnation from conservatives, including gubernatorial rival Steve Hilton. A former Fox News commentator and Republican candidate released a statement calling Steyer's proposal far-left extremism. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At-cost pricing, only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service. Modern-day solutions.
And now, when radio was... Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell in Melbourne with quite possibly the world's most famous detective. And then later it's Bob Bailey starring in the second installment of the yours truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Fix Your Postcard Matter. Scottish author Arthur Conan Doyle introduced Sherlock Holmes in his 1887 novel A Study in Scarlet. Over four decades later, a former actress by the name of Edith Meiser nearly single-handedly was responsible for the character's radio success. A professed Sherlock fanatic, Meiser not only wrote tons of radio scripts, she also secured the sponsors as well. While there were various versions throughout the 1930s, the most celebrated one aired from 1939 to 1946, starring Basil Rathbone, with Nigel Bruce as Dr. Watson. Well, after Rathbone quit the character, the radio series continued, still with Bruce as Watson, but now it was Tom Conway as Holmes. Here is that tandem in this episode from February 17, 1947.
Premel Hair Tonic and Premel Shampoo present the new adventures of Sherlock Holmes. Starring Nigel Bruce as Dr. Watson and Tom Conway as Sherlock Holmes. Now, here we are once more in Dr. Watson's study. Maybe we're not glad to get here. We hadn't had a Sherlock Holmes story waiting for us at the other end. We'd have never ventured out on a night like this.
Pretty bad weather out, Mr. Bell?
Indeed it is, Dr. Watson. There's a cold wind that chills you to the bone. I had one hand holding my coat collar and the other holding my hat all the way over. I felt as though some malignant deity were determined to keep me from reaching your door. You hear that wind? Reminds me of what I just escaped from.
Oh, it's typical Edinburgh weather, Mr. Bell. Perhaps you've heard that there's no language richer in terms of reproach against the howling wind than the Scots dialect. Snell, bly, nearly, scouthering. to mention just a handful. All of them words that carry a shiver with them. Yes, as Stevenson so aptly puts it, Edinburgh pays cruelly for our high seat and commanding views in one of the vilest climates under heaven. She's liable to be beaten upon by all the winds that blow, to be drenched with rain, to be buried in cold sea fogs out of the east, and powdered with the snow as it comes flying southward from the highland hills. The weather's raw and boisterous in winter, shifty and ungenial in summer, and a downright purgatory in the spring.
It sounds like a pretty unattractive place, Dr. Watson.
Oh, there you're entirely wrong, Mr. Bell. Nowhere will you find such stark magnificence, such grim beauty. Edinburgh, the great granite sphinx of the north, crouching high on a towering rock, looking across the intervening plains to the waters of the Forth and to the North Sea. Fascinating, regal, splendid, and cruel. Yes, I think this is just the night to tell the story of the haunted bagpipes, one of the weirdest and most gruesome adventures that Holmes and I ever shared. The setting was Edinburgh, and the motivating character, Professor Moriarty.
Professor Moriarty, the man Holmes called the Napoleon of crime.
Exactly.
I wondered when we were going to have another of your famous bouts with Professor Moriarty. They're always pretty hair-raising.
Yes, and I think I can safely promise you that this is the most hair-raising of the lot. In fact, it's so unbelievably macabre and gruesome that I've never told it to any but to my closest friends, those who know that I'm a truthful man. In fact, sometimes, in the sane light of day, I doubt myself that this adventure really happened. But a night like this brings it all back to me in all its horror. Yes, Mr. Bell, on a night like this we realize that anything is possible. As I look back on that particular visit to Edinburgh, it seems that a cold fear settled into the very marrow of my bones from the moment we got off the train late one winter afternoon and caught our first glimpse of Edinburgh Castle rising bleak and menacing out of a cloud of fog and rain.
There it is, Watson, in all its austere majesty, Edinburgh Castle.
Nice, impressive pile of stone. Nice and grim.
No grimmer than its history, Watson. Part castle, part fortress, part prison. Wars have been plotted there. Dancing has lasted deep into the night. Murder has been done in its chamber.
Oh, this is no time to stand here chatting. Let's get out in this confounded rain.
Rain, Watson? You are getting soft. This isn't rain, it's just a good Scotch mist.
Mist, my grandmother. I'm soaked to the skin in my teeth are chattering like castanets. Thank heaven the town has a few modern hotels. A nice hot toddy at the Royal, eh?
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Watson, but this is not a pleasure trip. We must forego the luxuries of Princess Street and take up our quarters in the old town.
The old town? Holmes, you mean that we're going to live in one of those crumbling greystone houses all huddled together on the slope leading up to the castle?
Exactly.
Why, they're nothing but tenements.
Well, those lands, as they're called, once housed the flower of the Scottish nobility. In the old days, this was a walled city, and space was at a premium. That is why those crazy buildings tower 8 and 10 stories into the air.
Yes, but the days of the nobility are over. Those tenements are full of goodness knows what.
True. What more suitable dwelling place could one imagine for our friend, Professor Moriarty?
Professor Moriarty?
Quite. You may have noticed, Watson, that London has been singularly free from crime during the last few months. And for a very good reason. Professor Moriarty was not in residence.
Oh, you mean that you think we've succeeded in driving him out?
No, Watson. Let us not underrate the professor. He is not in London because he has business elsewhere. But where? I confess I was in complete ignorance until the day before yesterday morning, when I received a telegram informing me that one of Moriarty's chief assistants had been seen prowling through the graves of Grey Friars. Then I remembered that Professor Moriarty has a particular reason for hating Edinburgh. He's not a man to forget his grudges, Watson. The question is, shall we be in time to prevent his revenge? But here, get into this cab before you catch pneumonia.
Professor Moriarty in Edinburgh. Huh. I thought the place was even more forbidding than usual.
Oh, cabby, let us out in front of St. Giles.
Okay.
Holmes, Why St. Giles? You're not going in for sightseeing this time of day?
No, Watson. We must go from there on by foot, I'm afraid.
By foot in this weather? The gutters are fairly running with muddy water.
No one asked you to walk in the gutters, Watson.
Here you be. St. Giles.
So it is. Come along, Watson.
Oh, gracious me, this rain.
I say, cabby, where's Hangman's Lane from here?
Lush, you'll no be going there.
Why not? It's where we hope to spend the night.
Tis an unchancy spot, gentlemen. You'll never find me going up Hangman's Lane after dark.
As bad as that, huh?
I'll no stand here arguing with you. It's the first land back of the kirk, if you must go.
Thanks. Here, drink to our health.
Achon. There you stand, two fine upstanding gentlemen, hale and hearty, with a black shadow of death looking over your shoulder.
What? Death?
Ah, well. Didn't I say I didn't warn you? Come along, Beatrice.
Huh, cheerful individual. Holmes, what do you say? Let's go back and spend the night at a good hotel. You can't possibly find any lodgings in a place like Hangman's Lane.
But we shall, Watson. We shall. They're expecting us. Come along.
What do you mean, they're expecting us?
I mean the owner of most of the tenements in Hangman's Lane has arranged that we should be taken care of. He is most anxious to have us inspect his property.
Oh, very well, but I don't see what that has to do with our search for Professor Moriarty.
Whenever anything curious and inexplicable happens in the professor's neighborhood, the chances are he's mixed up in it. Ah, here's Hangman's Lane. Narrow, steep little byway, eh, Watson?
I don't like it, Holmes. No lights in any of the windows. Usually these tall houses are overrun with inhabitants. Several families to a floor. Look, the buildings in this street look positively deserted.
They are deserted, Watson. That's the most interesting part of it.
Oh, really?
One particular house hasn't been opened for several hundred years. But during the last month, the rest of the tenements have been vacated, too. Their inhabitants have fled from them like rats from a sinking ship. The rents have been lowered to the vanishing point, and still there are no takers. The people hereabouts seem to think the whole street is haunted.
Couldn't we come up here and look the place over in the daytime, Holmes? Look, already the light's beginning to fade.
Unfortunately, Watson, the phenomena we're going to investigate occur only at night.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
Ah, here's the house we're to stay in. There should be a bell somewhere. Yes.
Well, perhaps there isn't anyone to let us in.
I think there will be, Watson. Yes, I hear footsteps.
Oh, dear.
Mr. Holmes and Dr. Watson.
Oh, the Lord be thanked. One moment, gentlemen, I'll unbar the door. Oh, be pleased to enter.
Go ahead, Watson.
Good Lord, it's dark in here.
And if you'll kindly step this way. There's a bra blazer burning and candles lit in the back parlor.
Oh,
look, canny, gentlemen. This corridor is not as smooth as once it was.
Yeah, so I discovered.
This is the place. Please enter.
Well, this is more like it, eh, Holmes? A magnificent old room. Just look at that fireplace.
Aye. For once a blithe bit this old house. Full of lords and their ladies, they say. But here, gentlemen, will you be standing in front of the fire and drying your briefs?
Not a bad idea. We're pretty wet, eh, Watson?
Wet?
There's a brandy on the shell of your watna we drop it. A tasty coccoli pie in the pot. And no, if you'll forgive me, I'm on shock myself away.
Going so soon? But we've just arrived.
Oh, Mr. Holmes. I dare not stay after sundown. I'm late to let you alone, but I dare not stay. But do not fash yourself. I'll return the morn early.
But what is there to be afraid of?
The neighbors.
Neighbors?
Aye, the neighbors in the old Hurley house, t'other side of this wall.
But no one has lived in that house next door for years.
Not humans, no. No living man has crossed the door stain this 100 year. But there be others. Boggles. You can hear the rattle of their going and coming every night through the wall.
Have you ever heard these ghosts, or bogles, as you call them?
No, I certainly have not. I will not stay after sundown. But the bogles, that's not the worst of it.
Really?
Aye. At times you can hear the sound of doodling.
Sound of bagpipes, eh?
Aye. And that's when they be entertaining old Horny yourself.
The devil himself?
Aye.
Hmm. The ghosts next door move in very high society, eh, Watson?
What was that?
Just the wind in the chimney.
You could have swore with the devil's doodle sucker.
No, I don't think so.
I'll not be waiting to find out. When the skirling begins, this is the hoose at Selders like it was singing a dirge. Good night, gentlemen, and God help you.
Seems frightened, all right. I wish that chimney would stop moaning.
But those two legends, the house next door and the haunted bagpipes, they're famous Edinburgh superstitions. I'd like to hear more about them.
Well, I've heard more than I want to already. Confound that chimney.
That building next door is one of the so-called fatal houses.
Fatal houses?
Houses marked generations ago by the Great Plague. Discipline in the time of pestilence was sharp and sudden. The houses having the disease were marked by a large cross. No one dared enter or leave. Furniture was destroyed and houses sealed up. In those houses, of which one or two still remain, the plague is supposed to lie ambushed like a basilisk, ready to escape and spread sickness and death through the city once the doors are open.
Oh, but that's ridiculous, Holmes, ridiculous. Germs can't sustain themselves like that. At least we've no medical evidence that they can. We'd gone to an hotel.
The other legend is not quite so gruesome.
Well, I'm delighted to hear it.
It's about a secret passage that is supposed to have existed in the time of Mary, Queen of Scots, between Edinburgh Castle and Holyrood Palace, which lies at the other end of town. About a century and a half ago, a piper made a bet that he could walk the length of it. He started at the castle, piping merrily. The crowds were able to follow him through the streets above by the sound of the skirling. Everything was going smoothly. They followed the sound down from the castle along the top of the hill. Just about here, the piping stopped suddenly in the middle of a note. And that was the last that was ever heard of the piper.
Noxious gas, most probably.
Some say the devil was so captivated by his playing that he carried him off to hell.
Well, what of it? As long as he stays there and doesn't go about waking up the neighbors?
But that's just what he has been doing for the last month or so.
Oh, nonsense. It's just a noisy chimney like this one. Why should a ghost who's kept quiet for over 100 years suddenly decide to return and annoy people?
That, my dear Watson, is anxious to find out.
Holmes. Holmes. You hear that?
By Jove. Then it's more than just a superstition.
Holmes, it's a piper. The devil's bagpiper. He's playing in the house next door.
Splendid.
But what are we going to do? Want me to inform the authorities?
And have them put the devil in jail? No, Watson, I have a better plan. I suggest we go over and call on the old gentleman himself.
You're listening to Sherlock Holmes on When Radio Was. We'll be right back after this.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage.
Friday, July 24th.
Rising fast and bringing his signature sound.
Ian brings the west to the rest.
Tickets are just $60 plus fees.
But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Make it a country night to remember.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Knock off those boots. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come.
1951 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Of Sherlock Holmes, let's get into the second act on When Radio Was.
Now, Dr. Watson, what about the ghostly bagpiper? Did Holmes ever really...
No, not so fast, Mr. Bell. Holmes insisted that we investigate the house next door at once.
Come along, Watson. Oh, another little bit of local superstition I forgot to mention. They say that the corpses of people who died here of the plague sometimes come to life and wander about the house.
Holmes, I wish you wouldn't talk about that. Oh, this seat's cutting into my face like a knife.
Here's the doorway. I'll find out if the key still works.
Yes, it looks more like a crowbar than a key.
I only hope the lock isn't too rusty. Won't budge.
Thank heavens. Let's go back.
Oh, give me that oil can. Perhaps a few drops of oil.
There you are.
Ah, confound this lock. No good trying to break the door in. It's as solid as Gibraltar.
A good deal more solid than the house itself, judging by that long crack over the archway up there.
Yes, that is a crack. The building is settling, Watson. That crack... Hello, I've turned the key. Lock's decided to work. Ah, the door sticks now. Hinge is rusty. Come on, Watson, get your back into it.
It's moving, Holmes.
Yes, so is that crack. Hurry, help me close the door before the archway falls on us.
Isn't it quiet? Can't even hear the wind. Smells like a tomb.
Yes, but there's something else. Something unhealthy. Like a disease I smelled once in the tropics.
Well, you don't think it's true that the plague is still...
Nonsense. You yourself said it wasn't possible. Better light that dark lantern we brought along.
Yes, indeed. I hate bumping about in the dark. I can't say that it's much more cheerful in the light. Look at those great dirty cobwebs. That old tapestry hanging in shreds.
Yes, nothing has been moved since the plague first touched the house. Look there in that room. That old oak table set for a meal. One of the goblets overturned.
It gives me the creeps up and down my spine.
Nothing else of interest here. Let's get on to the next room.
How hollow our footsteps sound.
Yes. This must have been the living room of the house. Ashes of a bygone fire still on the hearth.
Holmes, look. There's some people seated in those chairs over there.
Nonsense. Give me the lantern. By Jove, I think you're right. That smell is stronger in here. We'll soon find out. Watson, hold the lantern.
Holmes, it's a body. A naked body.
A corpse, Watson. A cadaver.
Holmes, don't touch it. For the love of heaven, don't touch it.
Why, Watson?
Can't you see? The swollen eyes, the froth of the mouth, the flesh turned black. I've never seen it before, but those are the symptoms, Holmes. That's the black plague.
What? That's not possible. That's crazy. Here, look, let me look at the other chairs. Yes, here an old man and here a woman.
All victims of the Black Death. Holmes, these are the bodies of people who died in this house centuries ago of the plague. But they're not decayed. Not possible. We must be going mad.
Tell me quick, Watson. Did women do their hair with fringes at the time of the last plague?
Fringes? Now I know that we're crazy.
Quiet, Watson. You hear that?
It's the devil coming with his piper. He's going to make him dance.
The old woman was right. The house does vibrate to the sound of those pipes.
He's coming, Holmes. He's coming.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Dear me. If it isn't our friend Professor Moriarty, I had no idea you were a musician.
You admire my piping, eh?
Yes, I wondered how long it would take you to find me. Allow me to congratulate you, Mr. Holmes. You're very prompt.
Most flattering, Professor. But I assure you, it was simplicity itself. You didn't think I'd overlook anything as obvious as a sealed house and the haunted bagpiper who so conveniently came back to life in the past month?
Yes, I might have known my little ruse to get rid of my superstitious neighbors wouldn't keep Sherlock Holmes away. Perhaps it's just as well. You've been getting in my way quite a bit lately, Mr. Holmes. I shall have to continue my experiments begun on these three poor devils, on yourself and Dr. Watson.
You mean the plague? You're going to give us the black plague?
I really must try my serum on two healthy specimens before I pronounce it perfect. After all, these three, an old beggar, a thief dying of starvation, and a woman of ill repute, they could hardly be expected to resist the disease.
That's very interesting. I was just assuring Dr. Watson that these corpses were quite recent because I was sure that women didn't wear fringes during the last pestilence. Mm.
And Dr. Watson was afraid they might be victims of the original plague. But in a sense, he's right. The victims are recent. But they were killed by the germs of the original Black Death. Most amusing, isn't it?
Fascinating. Tell me, how did you discover those germs?
They were in this house. I found a nice little culture of them in a glass of calf's foot jelly, which was on the table in the front room. How they ever survived as long as this, I can't imagine. But here, gentlemen, come into my laboratory. I want to show you what I've done with them.
Holmes, what should we do? Black plague. It's a terrible thing. The man's mad.
Humor him, Watson. Humor him.
Where's Chancellor?
Here we are, gentlemen. Quite a nice modern little outlay for such an ancient house.
Yes, it is an ancient house, Professor.
But here, this little test tube. It contains enough of the Black Plague to wipe out the entire city of Edinburgh.
Yes, I rather thought that was your purpose. You've never forgotten how they drove you out at the time of the Burke and Hare scandal.
You know about that?
Quite. Your name wasn't Moriarty then, huh?
What of it?
You were Dr. Knox's young assistant at the time. Together, you were carrying on some exciting experiments.
Yes, Mr. Holmes. Experiments that might have saved the world a great deal of suffering.
But you were short of cadavers. It wasn't you, by any chance, who suggested to Burke and Hare, those two body snatchers, that a body did not have to be legally dead to be acceptable?
Well, what if I did? They only killed the refuse of the city. Beggars, scum.
Quite. But they met the hangman, nonetheless.
Aye, the fools. What price the death of a few when we might have discovered a cure that would have saved all humanity? Humanity. Bah, I hate it. Ever since then, I'd sworn I'd get revenge on humanity and the law-abiding citizens of Edinburgh in particular. And now, the time has come. Tomorrow, the contents of this test tube will spread destruction throughout the city. But in the meantime, you, Mr. Holmes, and you, Dr. Watson, you know too much. You shall be the first of the law-abiding citizens to feel the prick of my little needle. Just a moment till I prepare my instrument.
Stop him, Holmes! Stop him!
Do not move. Gentlemen, one drop out of this test tube, even in its present state, is enough to cause death.
I quite agree. By the way, Professor Moriarty, while you are preparing your solution, you have no objections if I play a tune on your bagpipes? I used to be rather good at them in my younger days.
Not at all. If it'll amuse you.
Right. Watson, stand here beside me against this wall.
No question.
Don't argue.
Holmes, the house. It's vibrating. I can feel the wall quiver. That's the note that does it.
Hold on there. You're shaking the house.
The foundations. I can hear them cracking.
Look out, man. You'll bring the house down.
Well, that's what we intend to do.
The walls. I've got to get out of here.
We can't. The front door's blocked.
The secret passage in the basement. If I can reach it in time.
Holmes, he's dropped the test tube. It's spreading across the floor.
Watson, step back into the fireplace. Hurry.
Mr. Bell, Holmes played that note on the bagpipes until the house crashed in upon itself.
But, Dr. Watson, weren't you killed?
Not quite, Mr. Bell. No, no. Holmes had deduced from that crack above the front door that the house was weak. And he also guessed which way it would fall if it did cave in. The wall that we were standing against and the fireplace alone were left standing.
And Professor Moriarty, did he escape?
Unfortunately, he did, Mr. Bell. Through the secret passage in the basement which he had mentioned.
But the Black Plague and those corpses, what did you do about that?
We left them where they were. No use informing the authorities, they wouldn't have believed us. And besides, it would have been too dangerous to go poking about in the ruins. No, Holmes simply poured the spirits from our lantern on the old rafters and started a fire. The wood was as dry as tinder, and there was quite a blaze.
Tom Conway and Nigel Bruce as Holmes and Watson in the episode The Adventures of the Haunted Bagpipes from February 17th of 1947. The previous May, originally Basil Rathbone had departed the character. The film series ended, but as you heard, the radio show continued, with Conway now working alongside Bruce. By the way, although he was English, Tom Conway was actually born in St. Petersburg, Russia, where his British parents were residing. And he's the older brother of Oscar-winning actor George Sanders. Sanders is their surname. But Conway changed his when the two lookalike brothers moved to Hollywood for their showbiz careers. I'm Greg Bell, and up next, it's Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar in the second installment of the five-part storyline, The Picture Postcard Matter, all about the theft of $100,000 worth of uncut diamonds. It resumes here on Wynn Radio Was right after this.
With his faithfuls out of Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet.
From the shadows comes a legend. 20 pulse-pounding radio adventures roar back to life in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, The Green Hornet, Boomerang.
The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming black beauty sped into the darkness.
Jack McCarthy stars as Britt Reed, daring young publisher by day, masked avenger of crime by night.
He's the only one who gives us a bridge between the gamblers the police suspect and the group of people we suspect. Well,
yes, I see.
He's the bridge we're going to cross first. And Cato, if it'll help us find the truth, we're going to cross him good.
The Green Hornet, Boomerang, delivers rare broadcasts unheard since 1949. Original episodes, original danger, restored for today's listeners.
Get your hands up. Get them up before I drill you now, like I'm going to drill that other fool over there in the closet.
Madrigal. Tom was over there in the closet.
Yeah. Where I pulled him after I crashed his head with this gun.
For a limited time, you can get the Green Hornet Boomerang collection for half the regular price. Pay just $19.98 for thrill-a-minute episodes of suspense, speed, and street-level justice. Order now at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Use offer code HORNET77 to save 50%.
He hunts the biggest of all game. Public enemies who try to destroy our America.
Don't miss the Green Hornet Boomerang. Visit radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 today and use offer code HORNET77 to get 50% off.
What a story this is going to make.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
With so many of us streaming, surfing, and working online, we've become way more dependent on our Wi-Fi. And if you're sick of spotty and laggy Wi-Fi in your home, then you may need an upgrade. Tech expert Amber Mack has a suggestion.
My best kit is the TP-Link Archer VE400 Wi-Fi 7 router. So this router can help to ensure that you're getting fast and secure Wi-Fi for better internet connectivity. There's nothing worse than a kid at home who's trying to do their homework and the Wi-Fi flakes out. One of the things I also love about this is that there's an app called the Tether app, and this makes managing not just your home network easy, but it also has parental control. So that means I'm able to set screen time access for individual devices in the home. So a really great all-in-one solution.
Find out more at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Welcome back to Wynn Radio Was, and now our weekly visit with Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar. Known as the Picture Postcard Matter, it originally played out in early October 1956. And this is part two.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Inspector Herniger of the
the Zurich police, Herr Dahler.
Oh, yeah, Inspector. I talked to one of your men last night.
Yeah, when you report the murder of this man called Sebastian.
Yeah, any line on this killer?
Not as yet. We are somewhat at a loss as to motive.
That I think I can supply.
So?
Sebastian apparently had information about the robbery of some uncut diamonds here in Zurich.
So?
Yeah, and he was willing to sell his information. But somebody called off the sale permanently. So find the man who lifted the stones and we'll have Sebastian's killer.
Perhaps.
You don't sound convinced.
It appears quite possible, Herr Dahler, that Sebastian was killed by a woman.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Home Office, Global Casualty, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the picture postcard matter. Location, Zurich, Switzerland. Expense account continued. Item 6, $1 even. Cab fare from the Polo Hotel to police headquarters. Inspector Hörniger was a big man who moved and talked slowly. But one look at his very cold, slate-gray eyes told you his brain was moving a lot faster.
Herr Dahler, I believe you told my lieutenant last evening that you were an insurance investigator.
That's right, Inspector.
And that you are in Zurich to investigate loss of $100,000 in diamonds at the airport a few days ago.
Right.
Well, perhaps you had better supply me with such background as you may have.
Gladly. The robbery itself, of course, you know about.
A fight broke out at the airport. We know that it was, as you say, rigged to create confusion.
Yeah, and in the confusion, the courier who was carrying the stones was slugged. His briefcase was cut away from his wrist.
Whereupon the assailants quickly melted away into the crowd. The exactness of their timing suggests that they were well organized and had planned the robbery in some detail.
The next day, the company I'm representing got a letter from this man, Sebastian. He claimed to have information on the robbery and would help us recover the stones for a price.
And you were sent to contact this Sebastian?
Yeah. Or rather, I was sent here so that Sebastian could contact me.
And did he?
He did. But as it turned out, he practically had to stand in line.
I am afraid I do not follow you.
Well, first off, a very attractive young lady popped into my cab as I was leaving the airport for the hotel, asked to share the cab.
Oh?
2 blocks later, she had the driver stop, planted a kiss on me, and jumped out.
Indeed. You Americans seem to work fast, Herr Dahler.
Yeah, I'm afraid I can't chalk up the incident to my personal charm, Inspector. She left her purse in the cab, and I gather the idea was to make somebody else think she'd pass the diamonds to me.
And who would this somebody else be?
A guy who jumped me in the lobby of the Polo Hotel. He was pretty convinced I had the stones.
And how would the dead man Sebastian fit in?
Well, it's my hunch. Sebastian was a member of the outfit who stole them in the first place. He could have been trying to play both ends against the middle.
How do you arrive at that conclusion?
Well, look, we know there were several members of the group. Okay, so they're bound to take a big loss when they fence the diamonds. They'd be lucky to get half the value, which would be $50,000.
True.
Split 3 or 4 ways, that would cut the shares down considerably. But if Sebastian could engineer the return of the stones and collect a $25,000 reward for it, he'd be way ahead of the game.
And Sebastian was secretly negotiating with you?
Yeah, behind a newspaper in the hotel lobby. He wanted me to meet him in his room later so we could talk. I went there. I found him in the bathtub dead.
And he had given you no specific information as to the location of the diamonds?
Only this, Inspector.
A picture postcard?
Uh-huh. The Kleibach Inn. He told me Kleibach was a small resort village up in the Alps.
I know the place. The card is addressed to Sebastian and signed by F. Gruner.
He said Gruner was a friend of his.
Perhaps the diamonds are at the Kleibach Inn?
He said no, that this card was only part of the key to finding them.
And he gave you no indication as to what the rest of the key to their location was?
No, no, none at all. I gather that's what we were going to talk about in his room later. But somebody else apparently had different ideas.
Yeah.
Say, look, you said over the phone that Sebastian's killer could have been a woman.
Well, he was struck on the head from behind, but only hard enough to stun him. His death was due to drowning in the bathtub. Many times in our experience, women have chosen such a method.
The woman, then, could be Ilse.
Yeah. Or perhaps one of Sebastian's gang who learned of his plans. Very annoying, Herr Dollar. Many possibilities.
But nothing tangible. Well, I'm heading for that place on the postcard, Inspector.
The Kleibach Inn?
Yeah. At this point, part of a key is better than none. Expense account item 7, $16.20 American. Transportation and incidentals to the Kleibach Inn. The postcard didn't do justice to the place. The village nestled in a little meadow below some towering peaks. Oh, above it was the inn, a chalet-type building that looked out over the valley. And it was a peaceful scene. A few cows in the meadow with jangling bells. A lot of snow on the peaks. A sky of startlingly clear blue and a few wisps of clouds nudging the peaks. Inside, the inn looked spacious and comfortable with a friendly fire crackling in the huge fireplace and a friendly-looking fellow behind the desk.
Welcome to the Kleibach Inn.
Oh, thanks.
Please sign here.
Okay.
Thank you, Herr Dollar, is it?
Yeah. You the manager?
Yeah, I am Otto Friedrich, your host.
Well, maybe you could help me, Otto.
I am at your service.
All right. Take a look at this postcard. Oh, what's the matter?
That is not a good picture of the inn. I had some new ones made. You see, the lighting is wrong in this picture. The entire north wing is in the shadows. Now, in the good picture...
Yeah, yeah, well, what I want to know is, do you sell these cards here?
Not those cards, no. I have the new cards. See, here's one. Now, see how much better...
Well, how about in the village? Do they sell the old cards there?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, in one or two shops. I have told them 100 times I will give them the new ones if only...
Yeah.
You see, it...
Yes, it's the lighting. You ever hear the name Sebastian around here?
Sebastian. Sebastian, Sebastian.
No need to memorize it. Just tell me if you've heard it, please.
Is it a first name or a last name?
There you've got me.
Sebastian. No, I do not remember hearing that name. I'll be glad to check my register for
you. How about F. Gruner? He's the one who sent the card to Sebastian.
Gruner. Perhaps I heard the name in the village somewhere. Or I will see what I can find out.
Okay, thanks.
In the meantime, I hope you'll be comfortable here and enjoy your visit. Ski equipment is at your disposal.
Thanks. But I'll enjoy my visit a lot more if I can find F. Gruner.
You're listening to yours truly, Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more right after this.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. What Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work. And when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got the money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit PlumasBank.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Get back to Bob Bailey starring as Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
Okay, coming. Yeah?
Oh, I say, I'm looking for a chap named Dollar who's supposed to be occupying this room.
I'm Johnny Dollar.
You? You certain?
Reasonably, why?
What a pity.
Well, I'm sorry, old man, but there's not very much I can do about it.
Oh, I didn't mean that. I say, you must forgive me.
Must I?
Well, I mean, well, you see, I used to know a chap in London named Dollar. Delightful fellow, really. Incidentally, I'm Geoffrey Harris. We had ripping times together.
How jolly for you.
And when I heard that a chap named Dollar had registered here at the inn, well, naturally, I thought it must be old Bunny.
Bunny?
Yes, old Bunny Dollar. Oh, Bunny was just a nickname, you see.
Well, that's reassuring, Harris.
You know, there is a bit of a resemblance. You wouldn't mind a chance to be his brother or cousin, would you?
No.
Well, after all, Dollar's a bit of an odd name, and I think...
No, I'm sorry. If you'll excuse me, I'm on my way downstairs.
Oh, splendid. Well, so am I.
Oh?
It's quite a coincidence, is
it? Is it?
Well, running to you in this way, I mean, you're absolutely sure that you don't know Bunny Dollar?
This I can guarantee.
Oh, what a pity. He's really worlds of fun.
Oh, yes, I could imagine. But what do you know?
What's that?
Hmm? Oh, nothing. I just wanted an old friend over at the bar. See you later, Harris.
Oh, I say.
So I can see your point, old man.
Well, hello, Ilsa. It is Ilsa Schaefer, isn't it?
Why, you're the one.
That's right. Johnny Dollar, the one you shared a cab with back in Zurich.
Yes, of course. What a coincidence.
Isn't it?
Incidentally, Johnny, I want to thank you for turning my purse in. It was foolish of me to leave it in your cab.
Just an oversight, huh?
Why, yes, of course.
I mean, you didn't by any chance leave it in the cab on purpose, huh?
Well, of course not. Why would I do a thing like that?
Oh, maybe so somebody else would think you passed something along to me in that cab, besides a kiss.
Oh, that kiss. I suppose I shouldn't have been so impulsive.
Oh, I didn't object to that. But I did object to a muscle man jumping me and acting like you had given me something.
Oh? What was I supposed to have given you?
You don't have any idea?
No, honestly, I don't.
Okay, we'll let that ride for the time being. Mind if I ask what you're doing here at the Klabach Inn?
Oh, this is a favorite spot of mine. I like to ski.
Oh?
You don't seem convinced. I really am quite a good skier, Johnny.
Are you?
As a matter of fact, I plan to go skiing in the morning. Would you like to come with me?
Well, that might be pretty interesting. Just a minute. I'll go check with Otto, see if I can borrow some skis. Be right back.
All right, Johnny.
Ah, Herr Dollar. And how enjoying your stay so far?
Just fine, Otto, fine. Look, about that girl over at the bar.
Fräulein Schäfer. Oh, a most attractive young lady, no?
A most attractive young lady, yes. This seems to be a favorite spot of hers.
I'm very happy to hear that, Herr Dollar.
I suppose she comes here often, huh?
This is her first visit to the Klabach Inn.
You're sure about that?
Of course. I would certainly remember a young lady like her. Yes, this is her first visit, but I hope it will not be her last.
Don't count on it, Otto.
Thank you.
So Elsa was lying about coming here often. That could mean she'd lied about a few other things, too, like leaving her purse in my cab accidentally. She might have been trying to make it look like she'd passed the stolen diamonds on to me and thus take the heat off herself and whoever she was working with. I remembered what Inspector Honegger had told me, that Sebastian's killer could be a woman. I went back to the bar.
Did you arrange for the skis?
Yeah, I guess I'm all set.
Good. Tomorrow morning, then.
All right, where?
Well, I had in mind the North Slope, but perhaps you would not like that.
Why not?
Some people consider it too dangerous.
Oh, I don't think I should worry about the danger, do you? After all, Elsa, I'll be in the best of hands.
Thank you.
I'm sure you'll take good care of me.
I will certainly try to, Johnny.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, well, skiing's a strenuous sport, so is hunting. Put them together, and it's liable to kill you. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Robert Reif, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Picture Postcard Matter, which originally played out back in early October 1956. We'll have the third installment at the same time of day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and Bob Bailey also did some film work. For example, he had a supporting role in a 1944 motion picture alongside the real-life married couple of Ann Baxter and John Hodiak. I'll name that film and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
There's no business like show, business like no business I know.
Everything about it is appealing.
SpiritsEntertainment.com presents the very best of the Broadway musicals. 60 showstoppers from the stage and screen featuring songs from South Pacific, The King and I, Annie Get Your Gun, Guys and Dolls, Showboat, Carousel, and many more.
Accentuate the positive, elaborate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
I'm singing in the rain.
This three CD collection of 60 original recordings from the greatest musicals showcases legendary artists including Fred Astaire, Judy Garland, Gene Kelly, Doris Day, Bing Crosby, Pat Boone, and Ethel Merman, to name just a few.
Put on a happy face, brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face.
Order Broadway musicals today at SpiritsEntertainment.com and pay just $19.98 for this three CD set of 60 songs from your favorite musicals. Plus, get a special bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code Broadway77.
Stormy weather.
Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you.
Go to spiritsentertainment.com now to get the very best of Broadway musicals today for only $19.98. Remember promo code Broadway77 to get extra savings on shipping.
On the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
That's Broadway77 at spiritsentertainment.com. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I mean, your story was very inspiring, from starting to work in a business of your own from the age 15 to what you were describing about increasing your skill set. I love how the way you describe your business as you're in chemistry, but the part that you love is working with people. That's not something I think of a lot, so I really appreciated your insight on that.
Jeff, help me out with Jocelyn.
She has a great ability to make an instant connection. What I noticed about her, just her voice and everything, was the sincerity of the questions that she asked. And because of the way that she asked those questions, it just made me feel like, yeah, I got to open up to her.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back to Win Radio Wazzer. Before the break, we were talking about a 1944 film starring a real-life married couple, Ann Baxter and John Hodiak, and featuring Johnny Dollar actor Bob Bailey in a supporting role. The answer is Sunday Dinner for a Soldier. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it, but hey, remember to stop by the website. We're located at winradiowaz.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.